Blog Talk Radio.
For it from
My God, thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank the Father for tonight. I just feel like playing that song over again because this is a season we must believe the hand of God. We must believe who he is. We must believe in his word. We must believe that he is who he said he is. We got to believe that he is the beginning and he is the end. We got to believe that he's the author, the finisher of your faith. We got to believe that God have not put down the pen to your lifetime story. We got to believe if a word spoken out the mouth of the Almighty that sits on the throne, if he speak it, it's going to come forth. If he speak it and put it in his prophet or the watchman ear, you best to believe his word will not come back void. God is not a God that he shall lie, and he's not a man that he's going to repent. We got to believe if you speak the word, if you speak to the mountain to be thy move and cast in the sea, we got to stand on the word. We got to believe in the word of the living God. We got to believe that God say who he is. We got to believe that God's son, his only begotten son. We got to believe that Jesus is the way and Jesus is the truth and Jesus is the light. We got to believe, if you're going to quote any Bible verse, you got to believe, if you are reading any Bible verse, you got to believe what you read. We got to believe in Psalm 27:1, fellas, the Lord is our light and our salvation. Who shall we fear? If the Lord is the strength of your life, who shall you be afraid? You got to believe in the word. You got to believe in every word. You got to eat the word. You got to sleep with the word. You got to bathe with the word. And sometimes when I say sleep with the word, sometimes you got to sleep with the word of the living God, because the sword is the spirit, is the word of God. Sometimes you got to put that Bible in the bed with you and sleep with the Bible. You got to get up in the morning and eat the word. You got to have the word so much up on the inside of you that you would not be shaken. You would not be knocked down. And then if any weapon knocks you down, you're going to get yourself up with the whole armor of God, and you're going to stand firm. God said he would lift that standard. He would lift the standard. You got to believe. God said, against the hell will prevail against his kingdom. You got to believe it. If God said no weapon formed against your body, you got to believe it. God said he's going to rebuke the devourer for your name's sake. You got to believe it. If he said he's going to make you the head and not the tail, you got to believe it. If you quote the word greater, he that's in me than he that's in the world. If you believe God, Jesus lives inside of you, you got to believe in it. You got to put on the helmet of salvation and come against everything that's trying to come against your mind. You got to take authority. He said, I've given you the keys to the thought, to the kingdom, to take authority. If God said that he's not a God of confusion, but he's a God of love, of the spirit, if he's saying, you got to stand on the word and believe it. You cannot put on that whole armor of God and wrap that belt of truth around your waist, but you don't believe God is real. You cannot put on your spiritual war clothes and wrap that belt of truth around your waist and don't believe in the word of God. Who am I talking to tonight? You cannot put on the whole armor of God and said that you are seeking God. And when you get into the secret place, you don't believe that he got angel charge over you to keep you in all thy way. Unless you dash your feet against the stone. You got to believe in the word. You got to believe and have faith. You got to walk this thing out, because God and I already worked it out. Who am I talking to tonight? You cannot put on the breastplate of righteousness, but you can't quench every fiery dart that's coming against your household. If he says you apply the blood of Jesus over your doorpost, if you apply the blood of Jesus in every situation, that means no plague should come near your dwelling place. We got to believe in the word of the living God, the true word of the living God. If God said he is the true bread of life, oh, if you don't have no food, you better believe God is the provider. God is your strong tower. You better believe that God is who he say he is in this season. My God, for coming on tonight. I am your host for tonight, LaShawn from Texas. We got to believe in the word of God in this season. Which side you going to be on in this season? If you're going to be on the right side, you're going to cross yourself over with Christ in this season, or you're going to stay on the wrong side? This last week, we spoke about the word that he gave me, remodeling. And when he's remodeling, he got to remodel things in your own household. He got to tear down the things that's in your own household. He got to remodel the way you've been thinking. You got to think like heaven. When we pray, we got to believe the word of of God, if you can say, let it be done here on earth as it is in heaven, your mind got to line up with heaven. Your spirit and your soul got to line up with heaven. You got to have a mindset as heaven. You got to have the mindset like Christ. You, when you put on that the whole arm of God, the helmet of salvation, you are not going to be double-minded. You are not going to have stinky thinking. You're going to have the mind of Christ. Get it through you right now. Get it through yourself tonight. When you put on the whole arm of God, you cannot be a coward. You cannot sit on the sideline. You got to pick up the shield of faith. You got to pick up that breastplate. You got to know what each piece means, the shoes of the gospel of peace. You got to believe in the word. I'm going to put on a helmet of salvation. I shouldn't be caught of mine. I shouldn't have sticky thinking. I should not be double-minded. Oh, depression, you cannot stay in this household. You got to go, because he have given me keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind here on earth should be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose here on earth should be loosened in heaven. You bind the strong man. You get pulled down every stronghold. You pull it down. You cast every imagination. You speak to the mountain. You speak to that sickness to be thy move and cast into the sea, because you are split up. You put on the breastplate of righteousness. You got to examine yourself. You got to die to flesh daily. Paul tells us we got to die to flesh daily. We got to crucify ourselves. We got to nail ourselves to that tree. We got to die to flesh. How do you die to flesh? What are you willing to give up to pick up that cross and follow Christ? He let us know in the book of John that everybody can't follow him, because they don't want to leave this world, things of this world alone. Oh, when you put on that breastplate of righteousness, you better look at yourself. You better examine yourself. You cannot carry these things and can't believe in the word of God. If you're going to put on that whole arm of God, you're going to believe in Psalms 91. If you put on that whole arm of God, you're going to believe in Psalms 23. If you put on the whole arm of God, you're going to believe in the book of deliverance. I call Psalms book of deliverance. You gonna put on your backpack. You gonna put on your helmet. You gonna put on your spiritual war clothes. You gonna put on your spiritual war clothes, the book of wisdom, which is the book of Proverbs. And if you want to know about your true identity, I am talking to somebody tonight. I am prophesying to you tonight. I'm giving you true word tonight. I'm giving you true bread tonight. If you want to know who you are, your true identity, you go to the book of Genesis. You go to the book of Exodus. That's your true identity. If you want to know your purpose in life and your destiny in life, you got to connect to Christ. You got to know, what did he do for you? Why did he have to carry that cross? Why did he come here and die for your sin when he didn't even know sin? You got to believe that the word is real. The word is God, and God is word, and he created heaven and earth, and nothing can bring him down off his throne. My God, speak tonight, Holy Spirit. Speak tonight, Holy Spirit. Set your people free tonight, Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, we come against anything that's trying to keep them bind up, anything that's trying to keep them stagnated, anything that's trying to come against their mind. Oh, Father God, you've given us the key to the kingdom. Let me tell you something. God released keys. I ain't talking about no keys to no car. I ain't talking about no keys to no home. He released keys, and these keys are giving you authority. He didn't give you the spirit of fear, but he gave you power, love, and a sound mind. Some of you are supposed to carry these keys to do healing and deliverance, to be his mouthpiece, to be on top of the mountaintop, to be on the tower to sound the alarm. You better understand there are different keys. God give different gifts. I ain't talking about gifts that you need to supply your earthly needs. I'm talking about gifts for the kingdom of God, to heal and set his people free. Jesus said, the same work you see me doing, you shall do greater work. How can we do greater work as a believer, as his children, as his sons and daughters, when we can't believe the word of God, when we don't believe, when we our faith is shaking? I'm telling you, this is a season God's going to begin to shut the mouth of the prophet, because they didn't sound the alarm, and some of you are not listening. Some of you are not taking heed to the word. You're not yielding to the word of the spirit living God. He said connect to him. You got to have a relationship with him. You got to dedicate your own home as a house of prayer. You got to dedicate your own home. It's a temple. Your body is temple. You got to dedicate your own home. Order needs to be in your own household. If you don't know how to pray yourself, if you don't know how to worship yourself, if you don't know how to open your big mouth and give God the glory and thank him every day, you can open your big mouth to gospel. You open your big mouth to talk about everybody, but you can't open your big mouth to give him thanks. If you can't give God thanks for the bad time, how are you going to thank him when he get ready to bless you? You got to think in the blessing and when you going through the trials and the tribulations. Some of y'all don't want to hear that tonight, but I tell you, I carry the cross, and I got the belt of truth. He wants his people to be set free in this hour. Set free. Come out among them. Choose ye this day who you gonna serve. We don't got that much time. We don't have that much time, my people. He don't want his people to be destroyed because of lack of knowledge. He wants you to know the truth. He wants you to come from behind the scene. He wants you to come from behind the veil. Quit hiding, because he sees it all. He knows what's inside of you. You can't fool him, and you can't fool a real prophet. They might not say nothing, but you can't fool them. If we cannot believe what is written, and forever is written. When God gave the word to the apostle, to the prophet, even to the evangelist, and when he gave the word to his servant and they began to write it, when he gave the word to his son, when God spoke the word to Moses, when God spoke the word to Isaac, and Jacob, when God spoke the word, it did not come back void. It did not hit the ground. It went forth. Oh, God, word shoots like arrows. We better cry in this season. God, send your arrows of deliverance in my household. Deliver me, Father God. Hit me, Father God. You dip me in the kerosene of fire. Send your arrows from heaven. Send your arrows deliverance and hit my household. Get my husband, get my wife. Oh, Father God, you see what my daughter doing. You see what my son doing. Send your arrows of deliverance to their household. You better call down arrows of deliverance to set your own household free. He said, work on your own household salvation. Oh, you better dedicate your house a house of prayer. If your house, it's not a house of prayer, I'm telling you, you got to be connected to God. If you don't know how to pray in your own household, you're going to be in trouble. The internet ain't going to always be up and running. It ain't going to always be up and running. That's why we are sounding the alarm right now, to have your own prayer time. Dedicate your home to Christ. Holy and sacrifice. You give him yourself as a living sacrifice. You dedicate your home back to Christ. You dedicate your body back to Christ because it don't belong to you. You dedicate your marriage back to Christ, your husband, your children. They don't belong to you. You give them back to Christ. My home, and even in the word of Joshua 24:15, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You better write it down. Write it on the tablet of your heart. Write it all over your house that we are going to serve the God. We're going to serve the Lord as this day right here. We're going to serve God as this day. I'm going to give him my body as a living sacrifice. As of this day, I'm going to line up with heaven. As of this day. Jesus, I heard your knocking on the door. You don't even have to ask me permission. Can you come in here? You can come in here at any time and have your way. Have your way in my life. Have your way with my finance. Have your way with my marriage. Have your way with my children. I heard you knocking on the door. I heard you. I heard your word when you say, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear me, my question for you tonight, do you hear the knocking? Have you been ignoring the knocking? And if you heard the knocking, was it the right knocking? What did you open your household to? What's in your household? You got to have cry out for a household deliverance. Father God, tonight shoot your arrows of deliverance in the people's home. Oh, I'm praying for household deliverance tonight. Behold, he's sitting at the door, and he knocks on the door. If any man hear him, let him in. Let him come in and break bread with you. Let him come in and sit at your dinner table. Let him come in and be the head of your household. My God, I'm talking to tonight. Let him come in and have dinner with you. Let him come in and have his way. Let him come in and teach you. Let him come in and deliver you. Let him come in and prepare your dinner for you. Let him come. I know some of y'all saying, what is this woman talking about tonight? I said, let Jesus come into your home. Let Jesus have his way with your home. Let Jesus have his way with your situation. I feel the fire of God upon him tonight. You better get what you need tonight. If you need to break bread with Jesus tonight, break the bread with him tonight. Give him everything. Let him have it all because it don't belong to you. If you need healing, break bread with him. Breaking bread, he even let us know. My God, let me get to this word. See, when I come on here, the Holy Spirit, I always say, Holy Spirit, have your way. This is Yahweh Radio. It don't have nothing to do with me. I move myself out the way. And I say, have your way. You know what your people need tonight. He know what you need before you picked up that phone and called them. Some of you need household deliverance. Some of you need to be set free from your own self. My God, you need to be healed and delivered from your own self. Your household is out of order because you're not lining up with heaven. Your household is out of order because you won't let Jesus come in and sit with you. You won't allow Jesus. You won't let Jesus come in. You don't want to break bread with Jesus, the type of bread I'm talking about. Jesus is the true bread of life. He is the bread, and he want to come in and have dinner with you. He want to come in and tell you all about yourself. He want to come in so he can get a household order right in your own household. He want to come in so he can deliver your family. But we got to say yes and let him in. You're not answering the knock that he's knocking on the door. You're not answering the knock. You are ignoring the knock. You can't even hear because you're too busy. You're too distracted. You're too mean. You're too bitter. You're too selfish. You can't even hear when God and Jesus is knocking on your heart, the tablets of your heart. He want to purge your heart. He want to deliver your heart. He want to set you free from yourself. No more should you be going around and around in the mountain. He want to deliver and set you free tonight. He wants you to understand what it means to be the bread of life. You got to get in that word to understand. Jesus said to them, Verily, verily. When you see the word verily, verily, he's saying, I'm telling you the truth. This is true bread. This is true word of God. I tell you, it is not Moses who giving you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. This is the type of bread I'm talking about. This is the type of bread that I'm speaking to you about tonight. The true bread from heaven. Then Jesus declared, see, you better, we need to learn how to declare and decree things in our life, in our situation, in our home. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. You need to understand that I am the bread of life. Whoever come to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. When I play the song, believe, you got to believe God's word is his word. You got to believe God still sit on the throne. You got to believe, not just speaking out your mouth, but the belief got to be in your heart. You got to believe in your heart when you don't have nothing else, but you have your belief. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. He said, and whoever, he don't care if it's a one-year-old or two-year-old, whoever believes in me. This is the Messiah talking. This is the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. This is Jesus talking, Yahweh. This is Yahweh speaking to his son. He said, if you believe in me, not LaShawn, I'm just the mouthpiece. I'm delivering the message to you tonight. But if you believe in Jesus, Jesus Christ, Yahweh, Yahshua, if you believe in him, you will never thirst. Bless those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They shall be filled. He didn't say you might be filled. Maybe so. I think so. It's you shall. Anytime you see shall, that means it's a done deal. It's stamped. It's approval from heaven. Jesus is the true bread from heaven. We got to help the people to understand where your help come from. Your help come from the Lord. Your help come from the true bread of life. That's why he said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock on the door. I'm knocking on the door to your heart. If I got to keep saying this over and over till you get it in your heart, who is the true bread? Who is the true bread from heaven? Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto my Father but by me, because he is the bridge way. That's why he had to stretch out on the cross. When he stretched them, when they see, they thought they were doing something. But when he stretched himself out and he said, when I be lifted up, oh, when you bring me up off this ground, you done messed up. My God, my God, my God, when you lift me up off this ground, I'm going to draw every man unto me. I'm going to draw your husband. I'm going to draw your wives. I'm going to draw that son that you done gave up on that's in a crack house. I'm going to draw that daughter that's a prostitute. I'm going to draw your daughter that's flying down the stripper pole. I'm going to do the drawing if you lift me up. Who else I'm talking to tonight? You're going to get some truth tonight, because we are, this is the house of deliverance. PGN is the house of deliverance. Shoot your arrows of deliverance and set your people free tonight, Lord. Have your way up on here tonight, Lord. Set them free. Send the arrows to the east. Send your arrows of deliverance to the west. Send your arrows of deliverance to the south and north. And set your sons and daughters free tonight. Let it go through this airway. Oh, Father God, let it go out. Let the arrows of deliverance go out tonight. Because I am the true bread of life. This is not LaShawn speaking. This is the Son. Jesus, you got to tell the Father, I believe that Yahweh, I believe Yahweh, that Yahshua, Jesus, he's the true bread of life. And you praise him for the true bread of life. You will not perish. You start declaring decree things. It's in the book of John. If you go to the word, which he tells her, I am the word. If you ever need a prophet, you go into the word of God. You want a prophet? You want a prophecy? Jesus is the prophet. Yahweh is the prophet. We just his mouthpiece. You want a word? You get in the word. You study the word. You eat the word. You have the word tied around your heart, tie around your neck, in your mind. You got to know. That's the prophecy right there, by learning who Jesus is, who Yahweh is. Even they said, sir, always give us this bread. You should say, Lord, you come in my household and you take over. Clean everything out my household. Do a household delivering. That should be your cry in this season, to do a household delivering. Sir, they said, always give us the bread. You're going to hungry. If you hungry for the true bread, he's going to give it to you. If you hungry for, if you believe in him, you're not going to thirst. When you come into Christ, you come a new creature. All the old things pass away. You were never hungry and you never thirst. Even he said in John 6:32-38, but as I told you, even though Jesus, just like some of us, we tell people stuff over and over and over. They don't listen. They didn't listen to Jesus. So what makes you think they're going to listen to you? But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe me. This Jesus talking. This Yahshua talking. And if you go, if you're on your phone, you got your Bible, if you open to John, Chapter 6:32-38. We're going to back it up with the word. And for those that's new on PGN, we back things up with the word. You got to see the word for yourself, because he is the word. But as I told you, Jesus was repeating. They had Jesus repeating himself. Even he would say, do you not understand the words coming out my mouth? So don't even think you're alone. You're going to have to reach some people. They know. They will try and test you. But as Jesus told, but as I told you, you seen me and still you do not believe. That's what we talking about, your belief tonight. All those the Father given, all those the Father, he talking about the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, gives me will come to me. And whoever come to me, I will never drive away. I'm going to repeat that again. All those, all of each and every last one of you that's on the line, all those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, Yahshua, my Father, will never drive them away. It's your own free will. It's your own choice. Either you're going to believe it, either you're going to cross yourself over to the other side and get on the right side, or you're not. You choose this day who you're going to serve. I would never drive you away, thus said the Lord. I would never do it. For I have came down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. Who sent them? Yahweh. Who sent them? Abba. Who sent them? Our Father. Who is our Father? He sits on the throne. Who is our Father? He created heaven and earth. Who is our Father? He created everything that's in heaven and everything in the earth. Who is our Father? He created everything above and everything beneath. Everything you see here, he created. I ain't talking about the things of man. Who is our Father? He's the one that breathed the breath into your body. Who is our Father? He's the one that took dirt. My God, he took dirt and breathed into the, he breathed on dirt and made a human being, a male species. Who is our Father? Our Father spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light. Who is our Father? You better understand who you serve. You better understand who you serve tonight. Who is the Father? Who is Jesus talking about? He talking about the only one that can say a word. If he speak right now and say, it is done, I'm about to end this earth, it's nothing you can do about. Oh, they can run, they can hide. Even Revelation tell us they're going to try to hide up on a rock, but even a rock going to speak and say, move and get from behind me. You ain't going to be able to hide. You ain't going to be able to hide when that day comes. He hold time. He hold the season. He hold our life. He hold everything in his hand. He, the angels worship him. They bow down to him. The elders, they throw, they cast their crowns amongst him. Who is this Father that he's speaking about? Do you know him? Is he in your household? Is he in your heart? Do you even know who is Jesus? Who is Yahweh? Is he in your home? You better have, and I'm telling you, we are in the season. Why she keeps saying we better? Because we are in a crucial season. It's not no more patty cake prayers. It's not no more patty cake bake the man prayers. It's not no more lay me down as I sleep. You better teach your children how to war, how to pray, how to apply the blood of Jesus, how to command the angel to be around them. It's a crucial time. We are in a crucial season. Oh, I'm sounding the alarm tonight. That's why we are saying you better, because it's a 911 emergency. When we say pray over the leaders, we ain't just telling you to pray over the leaders for nothing. When we say pray for these children, we just not saying pray for the children for nothing. My God. You have to understand where your help come from. Your help come from the Lord. Yes, Jesus, have your way. I want you to come and sit me at the table. I want you to teach me your way. I want you to minister to me. I'm going to sit here and be quiet and let you minister to me. When Jesus said he had to go, but he's going to leave us with a gift, which is the Holy Spirit. We connect with him through the Holy Spirit. You cannot get away from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not in the building, because the building, they lying and saying it's a church. It's not the church, because Jesus tell us, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. If you don't have Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is no church, because he's the church, and the church should begin in your own household, in your own temple, in your own heart. You give your home, your household to Christ. It belongs to you. It don't belong to me. It belongs to you. You come in and have your way. You have your way with my family. You have your way. Oh, Father God, have your way. What are you do? What are you going to do for God to have his way? Are you going to say yes to his will, yes to his way, yes to walk in obedience? It will cost you for your yes. It will cost you to walk in obedience. Everybody ain't going to want to be around you. Everybody ain't going to want to hear you. Everybody ain't going to believe what come out your mouth. Even Jesus let us know in John chapter 6, he told them over and over and over who he was and where he came from. They did not believe him. He even asked the disciple, who do men say I am? Even the disciples, he was asking them because they should know who Jesus is. They've been around him. They walk with him. He even asked them, and he showed me, my daughter, they don't even know who I am. And I'm still asking this question, who do you say I am? Who do men say I am? Because some of them don't even know who I am. They don't even believe in me. You got to believe in the word of God, and he is real in order to survive. That's the word, and it is written and forever written. That's what he told Satan when he was led. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. I hope somebody caught that. Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. So God will place you in the wilderness to be attempted. To be attempted, everything, the devil. No, God will lead you through the wilderness so you can be tempted. To strengthen you. To break you. To break you, you got to be in that wilderness to break you down. To bring you to a place of brokenness. And a lot of us don't want to go to that place of brokenness. To kill your flesh. Because what he got for you, everybody can't carry that cross. In order for you to carry that cross, you got to be led to the wilderness to be tempted. But when he was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, Satan came to him after the fast, after fasting and praying to attempt him. But Jesus whooped him with the word. Jesus knew where he came from. Jesus knew who he served. Jesus knew the word of God, but Jesus also knew Satan knew the word of God because he started quoting the word of God, but he put a little twist, a little flavor on it. Jesus told him, it is written. So sometimes you got to use the word, it is written. It is written. It is written. Get behind thee, it is written. Because I know who's the true bread of life. I know who's true meat of life. I know who I am, and I know I'm breaking right bread. I'm sitting at the right table, not the corrupted table, not the nasty table. Oh, my God, I'm about to get in trouble tonight. You cannot serve God and sit at a nasty table. You cannot serve God and break bread with him and sit at a unclean table, a corrupted table. No way, no how. I hate to say this to you. No, when you sit at the table with the Almighty, you're going to eat good bread. You're going to eat good meat. He's going to prepare the buffet in the midst of your enemy. You're going to sit at the table because we sit high above the principality and power. You ain't going to be sitting down at a nasty table. You ain't finna be sitting down at a corrupted table. You ain't finna sit down at no lust and perversion table. If you're sitting down at those tables, you better examine yourself. He said, if your ways please me, I'm going to make your enemy at peace. So, Father God, I thank you for the word. I just ask that you continue to teach your people. I ask that you to open their eyes to the truth. Break that tradition off of their mind. Break that mindset. Deliver them from their self, Father God. Oh, purge them from their self, Father God. Oh, do a cleansing and remodel in their house. So remodel their mind. Remodel their body. Some of y'all need to be remodeled. Some of y'all need to stretch yourself out on your flow so God can heal you on the inside. Some of you need to turn down your plate and go on the fast. Let me tell you something tonight. Is anything impossible for God? If God, that's why you got to know how to break true bread with God so you can hear his voice. If God tell you to do something, it's very important for you in this season to do what thus said the Lord. If he tell you to turn down your plate and go
water fast for 3 days. You better turn down that plate and go on a water fast for 3 days. My God, I don't care if the doctor said you got high blood pressure. I don't care if the doctor said you got diabetes. I don't care if the doctor said you got cancer. Like we said last week, you better call 911 to heaven. You better dial 911 to heaven. God tell you to go on and fast. You better listen. Because doing that fast, he's going to heal you. Doing that fast, he's going to remodel your body. Doing that fast, he's going to do a supernatural thing to your mind, supernatural thing to your body. He's going to heal you from the inside out. He got to remodel your mind. He got to do something with your mind. He got to reset your mind. My God, Holy Spirit, speak. He got to reset your mind. He got to recover you. He got to restore you. So if he tell you to do a fast, you to turn down that plague, because he's preparing you for what's about to come up on this earth that people is not going to be able to handle. You can do it. I'm telling you, because I did it. I did it when they put me on high blood pressure medicine. I did it when they said I have low vitamin D. My God, my God, my God, heal your people tonight. Heal them from themselves tonight. I did a water fast when they say my vitamin D was low. I did a water fast when they say my thyroid was low. I did a water fast. When they say I was anemic, my blood counts were low. I'm telling you something. You better reach up there and get what you need. If God tells you to do it, you better do it. Who am I talking to tonight? I'm telling you something, a testimony. Who are you going to believe tonight? Who report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe a report? You going to believe a reporter, Yahweh? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Holy Spirit fire is up on me. So I speak into your life that you will be healed and set free, that you will be delivered. I speak that deliverance will hit your household. I speak the fire of God will hit you. I speak that God will speak to you in this hour, in this season. Oh, whatever he tells you to do going to be very important. Do it. Do it. God, if he say you, he lives in you. If God lives in you, if Jesus lives with you, can't nothing take you out. Oh, I don't care if the witch, the warlock, the soothsayer, the magic, the people that practice magic, they don't have no power. God has given you the keys to the kingdom. He has given you authority. They don't have no power. How they hold power over you when you walk in fear, but you don't walk in fear. God have given you the power and authority to tread over the serpent and scorpion. You better get yourself up and believe it, because the enemy gonna take you out. Some people is leaving her before their time, premature death. Either we're going to believe the word in Deuteronomy when he said, I would not put these diseases on you as I did it to Egypt. Some of the diseases and plagues, we don't even know about it. But we are we going to believe the word of God? If he said, I'm not going to put that disease on you, I'm not going to put no plague up on you, the cankerworm and locusts and the caterpillar, it's not going to eat up anything. You would not lose your fruit. Your fruit would not wither up and die. Jesus is the tree killer. He spoke to the trees and told the trees to die. Do you not know he can speak to your body once you come up in your prayer life? Once you come up with him, once you connect with heaven, he can speak one word and tell cancer in your body to dry up. He can speak one word and tell diabetes to dry up. He can speak one word. If God's word is not a hammer that breaks every rock into pieces, God will crush every rock that's trying to fit you in, every rock that's trying to cave on you. Once his word is released from heaven, every rock, every Jericho wall got to come down. Somebody better reach up there and grab your healing, grab your breakthrough, grab your healing and deliverance so you can be set free in this hour. My God, I tell you what, I don't know who is that for. But I'm over here sweating. Somebody need healing tonight. Somebody needs to believe the word of God tonight. You need to believe the word of God tonight. You need to believe in his word. I'm just his mouthpiece. I do nothing of myself. I'm just a mouthpiece for my Father. And I'm gonna war with my Father. I'm gonna speak what he for my God, y'all better believe it. God will open his mouth and his word will come out like a two-edged sword. It cuts down to the bone marrow. God, if he did it for the Israelites, if God breathed on the water and split the water so they can walk through it, do you not know God would send a storm? My God, help us tonight. Help your people tonight to understand you. God will breathe from his nostrils, and every storm that's trying to smother you, every storm that's trying to drown you, just like he did it for the Israelites, the angels was in front of them. But when Pharaoh and his army was behind them, God began to reposition them. God began to rechange the order. He moved the angel from the front and put them to the back. And when they moved from the front to the back, oh, Pharaoh and his army was in trouble. And they knew it. They tried to turn around, and the angel began to lock the wheel. They could not turn around. They could not go back because the angel moved from the front to the back, and they were not going to get out this situation. That's why you better not fret, evildoers. Even the angel in ahead of you, God will command that angel to go behind you, and everything that's coming behind you, every storm that's coming behind you that you cannot see, oh, God will drown them. Somebody better hear tonight. You better hear tonight. That's the type of God we serve. If he could, split open the Red Sea over 200 years ago, what makes you think he can't do the same now? He would send a storm, and you don't want the storm to come from heaven. The other day, as I'm praying and fasting, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. There's a dam that gonna break. There's a dam that gonna break. Some of you that been following me, you need to write this down because this is a prophetic word. There's a dam that gonna break. My God, there's a dam I seen in the spirit, a dam breaking. And when this dam break, it's gonna flood. My God. Holy Spirit, speak. My God, when this dam break, it's about to flood. It's going to flush out every wicked. Everything that's in the path when this dam break, it's going to flush out. It's going to flush out things that's in the underground. It's going to flush out every wicked thing that's in the earth. It's going to begin to spit up dry bones. It's going to begin to spit up things that they've been covering up under the ground. God said the dam is going to break. There's going to be the dam breaking, and it's going to be flushing out. He's going to flush the out the wicked, what they've been hiding, the secret things they've been hiding. And I said, well, Lord, is this a spiritual thing, or is it going to be a real dam breaking? But the Holy Spirit said he's about to flush out the plans of the wicked. He's about to flush them out. He's about to flush them out. He's flushing it out. Everything that they've been trying to hide, everything they think they hide in the eyesight of God, that God sees everything. He said he's about to flush it out with the dam breaking. It's going to flush it out. Everything that got up under the ground, everything they hide in the cave, every sex trafficking, everything these women, everything, he's about to expose it. The dam is going to break in this season, and he's going to flush it out. And this was the word of the living true God. It's going to be a flush out. Don't be surprised if you see some people being exposed in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for your word tonight. We shall continue to break bread with you until you call us home. Father God, I thank you for shooting your arrows of deliverance upon the airway. Father God, I thank you for your true word because you is the true word. And Father God, as I release the line and speak to your people, you speak to them. I get myself out the way. Continue to move upon her, Holy Spirit. Continue to have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Oh, Father God, I thank you for tonight. Oh, Father God, begin to have your way and continue to move. Continue to move. 623-282. This is Sister LaShawn Mass. Who calling? Where you calling from?
This is Carmen from Texas. God bless.
Hey, Carmen. Hey. How you doing? My God, how you doing? My God, thank you, Holy Spirit.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, how you doing tonight?
I'm blessed. Blessed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to share, a word, or do you want to stay on tonight and pray for other people, however the Holy Spirit leads you?
Yes, I can stay on, but I wanted to share something, too, that the Lord has been impressing on me, and it started with a word about ancient. And I started looking about what he wanted me to hear about ancient. And it was coming out everywhere, like daily things about ancient, the word ancient. And the Lord was showing me that there's things, idols, that are from ancient times.
Come on, man. Come on.
And the only one that can break all that is the Ancient of Days. And who is the Ancient of Days? It's the Lord, the God. And Daniel talks about the Ancient of Days, and he's referring to God, you know, that he sees the presence of God. And so God was showing me there's a lot of things that Christians are involved in.
Come on.
That are,
come
they
on.
Shouldn't be involved in. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be involved in. And sometimes they do it innocently, thinking that it's okay. But you know what? It is not okay. It's not okay with God. And we got to understand that there's cursed objects that we bring into our homes that we don't, that we use for decoration, and it's not to offend any person's background or their family history or anything, because sometimes even in the different parts of the world, people will bring it into their home because it's tradition, because it was in their family, and it's from their culture, it was from their country. And so we have to be really careful what we bring in. And the Lord was showing me this one young man. Well, he's not young anymore, but he would minister with another minister of worship. And this other, the one that would minister with worship, he was seeking God. He was God. God did wonderful things with him. But the other one seemed to attach his name to that other person, but his beliefs and the way that he was carrying on and even did his livelihood had nothing to do with God. And so it was worship. But in the background, he would be selling things that had nothing to do with God. And then there was a link. God was showing me this link. First it was, you know, through the music. And we have to be careful that we're listening to Christian music that is truly Christian music, not this new garbage.
Amen.
People say that is of God, or, you know, because of the instrument, and it has nothing to do with God. And then, well, let's go back to the curse objects, you know. There's a Hindu, you know, people into the yoga thing and all this stuff, and the music that they play in order to meditate and to feel everybody's anxious these. And so everybody's meditating to feel peace, but you need the Prince of Peace to get rid of all the stuff that you have. It's not the music or the yoga. There's a meditating on the Word of God. That's what you need to do. And so, you know, there's Buddhism and people with, you know, wanting to have this peace and the Zen in their home, that they have to put their furniture in a certain way in order for it to flow, and this and that. You need the Spirit of God to flow in your home.
Amen.
And you need to put your oil with anointing oil and cast those spirits out of your home and take down a lot of these idols that you have up in your home, and you wonder why you can't get close to God. You wonder why. And the people that you allow in your home, even your own children, if they're not walking right and they're adults, they need to go out. They need to go out, and they need to find God while you pray for them. But if you're going to be allowing under your roof these things that will cause you to err and then them to earth, then nobody's going to be able to save nobody in prayer. Because if you're allowing this, these are spirits that are moving around and attacking them and you. So you have to put order. You can't allow chaos in your home. So some people have dream catchers. That's another thing. Dream catchers, that has Indian heritage with all of that. That has nothing to do with God. The one that will give you sweet dreams is God, not the dream catcher. It ain't going to catch anything that's
Come
evil.
On.
It's only going to bring things in your house that's evil. Another thing, our children have problems at night sleeping, and we wonder why. Maybe you need to throw out some of these Disney character videos and toys that have anything to do with Disney. The Lord many years ago dealt with me with that, and I had been living in Europe, and I had been living I had gone to Euro Disney, and the Lord dealt right at the end. He showed me that it was all it was not of him, and God confirmed it the night before through a sister, because we were in a prayer group, and she said, "Sister, I had a dream with you. I had a dream that you had we were running and got on my couch." And that you were the only one that was brave that got a mouse in your hand and you slapped it on the wall, opened the window, and you threw it out. But when you threw it out, the mouse came alive. Now I understand what that meant, that in the house where the believers are, I got rid of it. But when it went back out into the world, it got became alive. And now Disney is bigger and wider, I can't say better, wider than ever before. It has more life than it had when that was about 20 years ago that this happened, that the Lord dealt with me about that. And I'm like, now I understand what that sister's dream meant. Mm-hmm. The Lord used her to minister to me, to show me. And then the next day I had gone to that place to take my children. And when I came back, I got rid of all the Disney stuff. But throughout the years, it wanted to creep back in with the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So you constantly have to be purging your homes and getting rid of these idols and bringing them out and throwing them out, burning them, because they're not of the Lord. Get rid of the movies. Get rid of the books. I mean, it's in everything. In the back then, we didn't have all the stuff that we have now. And, you know, you want your kids to sleep well, get rid of all those stuff and any other things that's not related to Disney characters. Also, because I was in the military, I would notice the soldiers would have this ring, and it had like a compass on it.
Yeah,
Freemasonry.
Yeah.
The Lord showed me about
that.
I never had anybody in our family that was involved in any of that, but the people that I ministered to after that, they were. And they were. Some of them were even about to have their husbands join in until I spoke to them about it and told them, and I'm briefly touching on all these subjects because all this is more in depth. You have to seek for it for yourself and find out. There's many information out there that will explain why these things are not of the Lord. So the Lord can show you, and it has to do with an unclean bird. They have signs of a bird, and it has nothing to do with God. So just be careful with that. Horoscopes. I repent of that, but that was as a young woman, I was involved with horoscopes too, and it was the great thing. Everybody had their horoscope. What sign? And even today, what sign are you? You're no sign. You're those evil spirits. The rings you use, the birthstones you use, those have attachments to these evil spirits. It can bring bad stuff on you, spirits in your home, bad dreams, sickness, and even death. Get away from that. That's not of God. Yes, there's the skies and the stars, and the study of the stars have to do with some of that astronomy, but not astrology. Is different from astronomy, and it has nothing to do with, you know, how it's going to make you change, or it can just be a stronghold in your life because you're believing in what's fake,
that's
what's
it.
A lie. So you need to forsake those practices. Yoga,
oh, everybody's into yoga. They go into the gym and, you know, we're going to go do yoga. Yoga is going to ruin your life. It's going to open you up to spirit. Blanking your mind is not the way. It's meditating on the word of God, blanking your mind to anything. And that also, another thing, psychics, very, very big. Even presidents' wives have been involved with psychic readings and all this stuff. And it'll take you to hell. I'm telling you, it's going to take you to hell. So be careful with that. Crystal balls, tarot cards, reading your future, tea leaves. If you drink, and I know that in Europe, in England, people believe that if they had bubbles in their tea, that they were going to be prosperous. Or if the bubbles would get to the side of the cup, that they were going to find love. Hey, you want love, you go to church, and you'll find people like-minded, and you'll find godly people that are living for God. But you're not going to find no love in no tea leaves. And you got to be careful who you go to that ministers to you, because a lot of these people are mediums. They're not prophets. They're mediums.
Come on.
They're telling stuff that even prophets don't even dare to tell you. They don't even dare to tell you, you're going to marry so-and-so, you're going to have such and you're going to go to this job. And that's control. That's control.
That's, right.
that's being a medium. That's not being a prophet. A prophet will give you a piece of what God is saying, but he's not going to give you the whole picture because he doesn't know, or she doesn't know the whole picture. Be careful what you bring into your homes. Be careful. Chimes. My next door neighbor, and there was something about those chimes that I hated. I would hear them, and I was like, oh, I wish I had a little BB gun and, and knock them down. They have origins in the occult. This is from ancient times. This is an ancient evil. This is what the Lord was showing me through different things. He says, he was letting my spiritual ears hear about ancient. All these things are from old times, from ancient times, just repackaged to our generation now, not suspecting that it's demonic. But people find out what I remember. There was a season where, because I'm from New York, the Haitians would sell some of their stuff, and then later on I heard that some of them would pray over their products and the things that they would carve out of wood, frames, different things. And the Lord was letting me know that through these things, they would, these artisans and with the jewelry, be careful what jewelry you may be buying. Careful the art that you're bringing in. I got to tell this story before I go. I remember that I had a military lady. She was a retiree, and she was having a lot of problems. I really liked her. She was an African-American, and we were really getting to know each other. She was sick and needed to go to the doctor. So I started going to her house, and all of a sudden I see all these statues of Chinese statues of soldiers. You know how they have them in China where it's a cemetery for soldiers, and they have the face of the person that died. So I'm here looking at all that, and I'm here ministering to her and telling her, you need to get rid of all that. You're sick because you got all this stuff. You go on Amazon and buy and buy and buy. She got into so much debt, but she wanted her house to have that Chinese look. And then she would buy just different strange things. And then I was trying to be helpful to her and help her to understand that these things were not godly, but she wouldn't have it. She didn't have it. She was so deceived that she wouldn't have it. And she got angry at me, actually, and she didn't want to have anything to do with me. So you're right, sister. People don't want to have anything to do with you because you're telling them the truth. They get so deceived by the things that they're bringing in. The enemy lies to them. So guess what? I had laid my car keys on one of her tables, right? And mm-hmm. I'm waiting for her. And I went to clean up because she was that sick. She was very sick. And next thing you know, my car keys fall on the floor on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I know I put that on the table. I know that wasn't put on at the edge. I was
right.
like, that's creepy. So I take her to the doctor's, and I'm sitting in between her and the doctor. And guess what? I start falling mm-hmm. asleep. I had this deep sleep on me between her and the doctor. I was feeling the spirits that were on her, and I quickly mm-hmm. got up and got out of there. And so that night, I went to sleep, and I have a prayer partner, my friend, and we were praying, and the next day he called me and he said, I had a dream with you. But I never told him what was going on in this lady's house. He goes, I had a dream with you. I saw three dogs. These dogs had big heads, and he described them to me. And one was black, one was brown, and the other one, I think, was gray or something like that. He says, they were coming towards you. They were coming to attack you, and I grabbed you by the waist, and I pulled you and protected you. And so basically he was, you know, doing warfare in his sleep for
right.
me. And I said, I went on my phone, and I send him a text message. I go, did these dogs look like this? And it was, you know how those Chinese dogs have big
mm-hmm.
heads with
mm-hmm.
with the you know, the Chinese statues that they have in the
right.
in the old days in the temples?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I go, did they look like this? He goes, those are exactly the ones that I saw in the dream. And I say, well, this is what happened. He says, you need to be careful. I go, don't worry, I'm not going over there anymore. And she refuses to listen to me. So I kept praying for her throughout the years, but this woman would not listen. You have to be careful because you don't know how far these demons will take you. And people will
right.
be praying, but if you allow that in your home, you will get better and you get sick, and you get better and you get sick. And this woman had cancer. She had cancer, and it looked like she was having cancer come back again. Please be careful. This is not just something you play around with. This could be deadly. This could be deadly. These are things that are coming from ancient times. But the Ancient of Days will set you free.
Amen.
And you have to be careful with everything. I mean, constantly the Lord is showing me things that I need to get rid of. And I sometimes don't understand it, or I don't like it, or something that somebody gave me that's holding something in it. I get rid of it, and my family will make fun of me and say, oh, you know, you're just too much. I go, no, you need to get rid of that. And there was one family member that has a spouse that has Indian blood, right, and had a whole bunch of Indian stuff in the house, and the dream catchers and everything. And I said, you need to get rid of all this stuff. And you know, well, how am I supposed to get rid? I go, ask the Lord. So little by little, this person that's with the Indian heritage wanted to change the decor in the house. I go, this is your chance to get rid of all that. So
amen.
If you're praying, the Lord will open the door for that. I know. I remember having things in my house that the Lord, as a young believer, that the Lord told me, get it out, movies that my ex-husband had. And I couldn't get rid of it because he would get mad. So I put it downstairs in a basement where we had apartments in the military. And little did you know, somebody broke in, only took the things that were idols. Everything else didn't touch it. It was all the stuff that I had gotten out of the apartment that got stolen. But he couldn't get mad at me because it was somebody that stole it.
Mm-hmm.
But God will make a way for you.
Yes, he will.
And don't give it to somebody else either. You don't want to curse somebody else with all this garbage. You don't want to be careful with the music, the things that you're desperately trying to get relief from. And you need sleep and you need this. Instead of getting medication and all this stuff, try cleaning your house out. Try praying
mm-hmm.
over your house. Anoint your home. Anoint the hotels that you go to, that you stay
That's
at.
Right.
Anoint
That's
the
right.
places where your family members are. and anoint the rooms that you're in. I remember that I was at a family's house when I was a young believer, and the man of the house started having headaches, and I was feeling weird, and a lot of attacks were happening to me because I had gone over there to their house on vacation to visit them. So I'm in the bedroom, and I'm sleeping, and all of a sudden I'm awoken, but I can't get up. I was paralyzed, and something was on me, and I couldn't barely breathe, and all I could say was, Jesus, and that thing lifted off of me, and I said, uh-uh. I'm anointing this house. This is not my house, but I'm anointing it. So I took anointing oil and everything, and I, you know, with vegetable oil, and I anointed that house. Do you know that the man in the house did not have any more headaches after I was there and I had prayed? So
amen.
Sometimes it's not medicine. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you need it, the Lord will do it. But sometimes your problems are coming because of the things you have in your house, the things you allow other people to bring to your house. You have to put a stop, whether it's your family, your children, your adult children. You say, no, we will not have this here. You are not. You can stay here if you want, but you cannot have these things here. And you have to anoint your rooms. You have to anoint the house. You can't allow that because it's going to come and attack you, and then you will all be useless. You will all, the enemy's not playing games. The enemy's not playing games. He's coming full force now. So either you wisen up and start doing these things and start praying and getting these things out and telling your family, this is the way it's going to be. This is the way it's going to be. And you have to use wisdom when you're dealing with a spouse. You need to anoint their stuff and ask wisdom from the Lord. And he will give you wisdom to know how to get rid of those things. He will give you wisdom. They'll lose interest in all of that. And, you know, amen. So I wanted just to say that because I believe that a lot of these sicknesses and people having cancers and all this stuff, they don't realize this has to do with what they're holding in their homes, the belief. And it could come through tradition, too. Traditions, we'll bring this down, we'll bring this down, you know. Oh, this was what grandma did, you know, but they don't realize what it was. Most cultures have demonic influences in them, have things in their background that are not godly. I don't care. From where you come, I could always pick out something, find something in all of them, in all of them. In all of them, there's something. The enemy don't care. He'll fool you. So because these things are not new, he just repackages them and makes them look like it's something new. It's the same ancient evil. These are ancient evils from back when, okay? So I know that the Lord was giving me that word for about 3 or 4 days now. And I was
Lord. Yeah.
What are you telling me? And he put it all together and made me realize, oh, this is what I have to warn others about. We have to be careful. I mean, and even Christians, even well-meaning Christians, and they don't realize what they're doing and the beliefs that they're believing in. So be careful with the music. Be careful with all this stuff, the movies. The movies you allow your children to watch. Be careful. It's not only Disney. Now it's a whole bunch of other stuff, too. And it all is glorifying evil. Amen?
Amen. We thank you, Father God, because he's speaking. He's going to come back and give confirmation. I wish I had more time because early this week I was speaking. God gave me the same revelation about them, those anxious things coming from the background, coming from Egypt. The curse coming from Egypt stuff. And one day, minding my business in the kitchen, I heard Nike. And I kept hearing Nike. And I said, okay, Lord, what are you trying to tell me about Nike? And he began to take me to the Bible verse that will tell us about the clothing, don't mix clothing. And so I said, okay, what are you saying about the Nike? He said, look up the Nike sign. It's ancient Greek goddess. And I began to do my research. I'm telling y'all, and I told them, I said, God gave, I mean, he took me into deep revelation about Nike. Nike name is after an ancient Greek goddess. And it broke it down of what's that Greek goddess come from. And if you look, it represents marriage. It come against marriage. Even her brother and sisters, y'all do y'all research. That's why I wish I had more time to teach on the way the Holy Spirit broke it down and gave me her brother, gave me her father. It's Greek goddess. And these Greek goddess, these ancient goddess, and it's an ancient that's from the Roman background. And I told just a little bit on the wall of prayer, this is stuff that you're bringing in your house, Nike. Go do the research yourself. Those things that you're carrying, that's why God is putting a lot of people away from these companies. You don't know what these companies are doing. The sports arena, a lot of these sports ringers, they are part of cults. They are part of these cults, these Freemasons and stuff like that, the sorority. And he began to reveal that. And when he showed me by Nike and some other companies, I was like, wow, Lord, they really going to be mad at me when I really teach this. People, because, you know, people love Nikes and they love clothes, but these are things that you're dressing your kids and you're dressing your children with. And you got to know where this stuff is really coming from. You're opening the door. Like I said, Satan's going to always mimic God. When Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door, Satan is standing at your door. And you're letting, that's why I say, who did you let inside your home by watching what's on TV, listen to the music? You know, God, you cannot say you don't know this. Because even some of y'all in the wall of prayer, you heard it through the mouth of his servant. She's saying it again to you. Those signs, I'm a scorpion, I'm this. No, you're not. You're a child of God. You don't worship on no stars. If you know what them stars is, you won't even be worshiping on the star. Because those stars is fallen angels. And see, that's why I wish I could go very deep up into it. Because it will blow your mind. A lot of people is not ready for it. But I try my best to tell when God say release, but these things that you're bringing it in your household, idolatry, you know, pictures, masks, Louisiana, the Mardi Gras mask, and it's a lot of stuff, burning stage, a lot of that stuff, you're open porters, you're open things into your life. And that's why some of you are sick, some of you are bind up, some of you're attached to these things that you're opening to your life. Your children is attached to these things, the perversion, the lust thing. When you are doing stuff in your bedroom as a husband, why? That's not approved from God, because you have to, your bedroom has to be sanctified. There are just certain things that's not of God. And when you do these certain things, those spirit is not staying in your bedroom. It's going down the hall to your children.
And so we need to hear about it. We need to, as much perversion that is out there, ministers need to speak about it. I just typed in the Nike thing, and it says goddess of victory, and it says in ancient Greek civilization, Nike, victory, ancient modern, was a goddess of personified, who personified, and I don't have the rest because I didn't click on it. But, you're right, and this is about ancient. This is what the Lord was giving me, because people need to hear this. This is not me making this up. I'm not smart enough to get to all the bottom of all this. I'm just hearing the voice of God, hearing him telling me every day. I'm like, when God repeats something over and over again, be careful. Oh, and another thing, Easter. Easter has to do with fertility and all this stuff.
Yes.
It's all lies. We have nothing to do with the bunny. We have nothing to do with the egg or the goddess of fertility. Open up your eyes, people. Start studying the holidays that you guys celebrate and realize what is of God and what is not of God. God took me through this journey years ago, and I was I was like with my mouth open. I didn't know how to handle it. A guy had to take me little by little. I know it's a lot to stomach, but there's too much now to stomach of evil stuff. And if we don't get our act together, the time is short. We don't have time to fool around. The truth has to be told and exposed.
Mm-hmm. Even the month or the calendar, the month is named after God.
Yes.
The month. Mm-hmm. God never set a month. He spoke to them. The stars and the moons and the sun was the way God communicated, you know, direction and stuff like that, the weather change, because they didn't have all that back up in the day. But the wicked people in Egypt, they took stuff and they did it wicked. They did wicked things with it. But the month, that's why you got to know what month is what. That's why a lot of marriage is, you know, a lot of people get married in June. If you understand what the month of June and what it represents, that's why a lot of people get married in June, and a lot of marriage don't last. But like I said, it's really some deep stuff. It's really, really deep. That's just the secret revelation God is giving to his mouthpiece. So when we speak it, it sounds weird to you. Like I told y'all, that's in the wall of prayer. You're going to come back and get confirmation. Well, here you go. This is your confirmation. You're not Sagittarius. You're not none of that. You are a child of God, and you need to break that off for you and your children. You know, they wear those fishes around their neck. The Catholics have the fishes, knowing their trucks and stuff like that. You got to know what these people are serving and who you're listening to. Well, we're going to go ahead and take callers. We're going to have one day, we're going to see we can have time to teach on that, because it needs to be taught.
Yeah.
And I thank you for coming on our show, because we have a lot of callers in the queue. I'm going to go ahead and take a start taking call. But I thank you, because that's true. But go study on about Nike. And there are some other tennis shoes out there, too. The clothes, even if it's in the Bible, don't miss clothing. Don't miss clothing. I can't remember. I'm going to pull it up. What Bible verse? There's a reason why he said don't miss that stuff. All right. Let's see. 706-750. This is Sister LaShawn. We also have our Sister Karma on the line. Let's see who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Pat. I'm calling from Augusta, Georgia.
Hi, Pat. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm enjoying y'all. Very good information this evening.
Yeah, well, yeah, the glory to God. Thank you for joining us. Do you have a prayer request or anything, Pat?
Yes, I do. It's been kind of rough for a minute with me and my husband. And we just want to see some changes. We've been going through, been praying to God about some relief on it. But, you know, I remember him, when I went into prayer with him, he did say to represent him well, you know, while we're going through this. But I didn't think it was going to last this long. So just need some encouragement, some relief, just to know that at the ending of everything, you know, you could at least see something more positive. It's been kind of rough. Yeah.
Right. Well, Father God, thank you for your daughter, Pat. I thank you for her husband, Father God. I thank you for providing just a little. God is provided, and I heard breakthrough. The breakthrough is coming. The breakthrough going to break through your household is coming. I don't know if you noticed, he's been doing a little. There's been little things coming to you, and that is of God. But the enemy wants to make like, no, it's taking too long. Sometimes God got to clear things out the way. God got to get us right. God also got to protect us. He got to put that wall up for protection. But I do see something breaking, finances breaking into your home. I do see that coming because he promised there are some words that have been spoken over you that is going to manifest and it's going to come. Sometimes God slow it down and then sometimes he speeds it up. But you got to be ready. When he speeds it up, that you will be able to handle it. that your husband will be able to handle. And y'all got to handle it together. Y'all got to come together as one to handle it together. Mm-hmm. So, Father, everything the adversary is trying to come against her husband and speak in his ear, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to do what you need to do with him, Father God. Continue to mold him. Continue to work on his heart in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Father God, we ask that, you know, your daughter, that she keep praying, that she keep plowing her hands to the clouds. Give him the glory. Lift your hands up and give him the glory, because the breakthrough is going to come. It's going to come unexpectedly. Keep thanking him. Mm-hmm. Thanking him for filling up your basket. Thanking him for turning the situation around. You take authority over your household and your marriage. You know, you remind God of his words and remind him of what he has said. But sometimes he got to deliver and heal us from ourselves. Because we are biggest limitation. We limitate ourselves. We held up the hand of God sometimes by the word we speak out our mouth. So, Father God, every negative word that's been spoken, we condemn it right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, help them to believe that you are going to still do it. He's still providing. He did not forget about you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. But thank you so much for that. I needed to hear that.
Karma, do you have anything?
Yeah, I have a word of encouragement. The Lord was letting me see them like two soldiers in a war fighting against the enemy. And sometimes in war, the enemy will take captive one. You know, they have the buddy system where they're this soldier, that soldier, they watch each other's back. But then when one gets caught and the enemy catches him, the other one has to do something to get him back and protect him. And so that's how I see the husband right now. He's held captive with the lies that the enemy has told him. And you need to walk in love. Because walking in love, but that doesn't mean walking as a doormat. I'm talking about walking in the love of God. And the way that you walk in love with him is by praying for him.
Amen.
And what I see that the Lord is showing you that is holding him captive, that you address in prayer and come against that in the name of Jesus. And as you intercede, he's going to be set free.
Amen.
He's going to get set free. You make sure you anoint your home. And anything, like we were mentioning, anything that might be a point of contact in your home, get rid of it, clean it. Not only your home, your heart, your mind, the things that have possibly been said to each other that have been hurtful, repent of that and speak good things, speak godly things about him and speak to the Lord about him and ask the Lord to deal with his heart. And you'll be amazed at what God starts doing. I mean, I had a girlfriend that her husband was into adultery, and he told her the first day that before they got married, he goes, "The weekdays are yours, but the weekends are mine." And it was just like that. As soon as they got married, that first weekend, he went out on her to clubbing and everything. So she was with a brand new believer, and asked the pastor, this one lady that was a minister, a Christian, and a godly woman, she says, "Well, what would she do?" And so she would started acting like this woman would be if she was in her shoes. So she would start praying for him. As soon as he would leave the house, she would iron his clothes and prepare him for his weekend out, right? And so she knew what he was up to, and he would leave her alone in the house. He wouldn't even take her. So she would start praying. And one night she was praying and interceding for him so strong that she hears his car earlier than normal coming into the house. She goes, "Oh, my goodness." She got startled, and she went into bed and pretended to be asleep. So he goes into the kitchen, starts slamming the cabinets and everything, and then he goes into the room, and he goes, "Are you doing me witchcraft?" And she goes, "What?" She goes, "Are you doing me witchcraft? When I was out dancing, all I could see was your face laughing. I could only see your face, and I got so scared." And she says, and he came home.
And she says, no, baby, this is what, and then she started ministering to him about the Lord. This man became born again, and they're up to these days, more than 20 years later, he has been in the things of the Lord. So it's spiritual warfare, girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's on.
Yeah.
And you got to pray for this soldier to pull him back, because the enemy has him captive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And he will do it. Don't you give up. Don't you give up.
Mm-hmm.
You cover him in prayer. Cover him in prayer and watch what you say. Like she said, watch what you say over him and watch what you say about him to others. You take it to God. You take it to your Father in secret and see what he does.
Yes.
Amen.
Right. Yes. Amen. Well, yeah. I appreciate that.
Is there anything else?
No, I just... it's just been real interesting. I knew that this was going to be an interesting walk and everything, but because I've always walked with God, at least tried to the best way I can, and He's always been there. You know, He never leaves us.
Amen.
Yes.
And you give your marriage.
But you were saying
your
tonight
with
confirmation too.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
You give your marriage and your husband to Christ. You give them to Christ.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And that's what you do. Mm-hmm. And stand strong.
Well, I'll tell you something. What the other lady said about we're fighting against the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what's going on. We're fighting against government officials right now, and that's what we're dealing with. And so yeah, a lot of evil going on with that. So yeah. Yeah. So you were right on that. That was confirmation, because you couldn't have known.
Right.
You know. So, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but you're going to fight on the wrong side. God's teaching you how to fight, how to pray. So you just take heed to what he's telling you to do. Is it easy?
Okay.
No, it's not easy. It's not going to be easy, but who fights your battle? Who fights the strong? Who fights the strong man? So...
Right.
It's
God
not going to be easy. Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I appreciate
Satan's
y'all
like,
so much.
Yeah. He don't like kingdoms that stand together, marriage that stand together, kingdom. He don't like it. He try to tear it down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're 100% right. Yeah. Well, I thank you so much. And everything you were talking about was right on time tonight. Perfect. Just perfect. So,
We give God the glory. We thank him. We seek him for deliverance in our household, deliverance with us. Well, we thank you for calling and, you know, give us a call back. Somebody here, basically 24 hours or 7 days a week. So.
All right.
All right.
Well,
thank
I appreciate you,
blessed...
you so much here.
Okay.
You
thank
too.
You. Have a blessed weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Decatur, Illinois. How are you doing this evening, ma'am?
I am doing great. Decatur, Illinois. That's who's speaking?
Yes, ma'am.
Who I'm speaking with?
Ma'am.
That's who's calling?
Sabrina.
Sabrina. Oh, okay.
Yes,
how you doing, Sabrina?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good today.
Okay, that's good. Do you have a prayer request? Or?
I do, ma'am. I do. I'm finishing up some cancer treatment, so I'm just asking God just to help me. It's been a long journey. It's been over a year. So I'm just asking God to help me just finish strong. I'm also calling for prayer for my husband. We've been separated for some time now. He has... turned his back on God, and he is also involved in a relationship outside of the marriage. And I've been standing because God has asked me to stand. And he's in one state, and I'm in another state, but God has brought people alongside me to walk this journey with me.
So, Father, we thank you for your daughter, Father God. We speak the joy. This will be her tears, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the peace that you have given her in this season. Father God, we thank you for rearranging everything, Father God, and things are working out for the good, Father God, because she loves you. Father God, we just ask that you strengthen her mind, strengthen her body. Father God, we just speak to every cell in her body to line up with heaven, Father God, to line up with your will. Father God, we thank you for you are a healing God. You are a healing God, and we speak healing, 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 complete healing, complete healing in her body, complete healing in her mind. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The Father been with you throughout this whole time. He been with you. He been holding your hand. He never left you. He never forsake you. God been with you the whole time when he even thought there was going to be no way, even when you thought that was going to be your last time, even you thought. God came in and told the enemy, not so. It wasn't your time, not so, that he's still writing your lifetime story. We break the power of fear off of you. The Holy Spirit said, give it to me. Surrender to me, not LaShawn. Give it to your Father that been with you since day one. Continue to seek him. Continue to hand it over to him. Let it go. Let it go completely. Let it go. Let it go. He's saying let it go. And watch and see what he's going to do for you. You're going to rise and shine in this season because you got something in your belly that need to be told. You have a testimony. Keep your eyes to the hill, which come your help. Your help come from the Lord. He wants you to continue to stay focused because he don't want no door to come open for you to have a backlash for this inferno to sneak back up on you. He wants you to lay things at the foot of Jesus, lay it at the cross, lay it at his foot, lay that husband at his feet. He sees it all. He sees it all. God ain't forgot about you. Your prayers have hit the ear of God. He heard your prayers. He seen your cries. He was over you when you was crying out for your husband. He said, my God, I'm not going to say that, but God's in control. He's in control.
Yes, ma'am.
You did not lose anything. You didn't lose your dignity. You didn't lose anything. God sees it all, and he's going to answer. So, Father God, I pray for true repentance with a husband, Father God. Father God, I just ask, Father God, that you deliver him and set him free from every ungodly soul in the name of Jesus, snatch him up by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I just pray true repentance in his heart that he was turned from his wicked ways. Father God, you know. You know, Father God. I just speak true deliverance in his life. Deliver him, Father God, from the evil one. Deliver him from himself, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this marriage. We thank you for the woman of God, Father God. We thank you for your servant because you're supposed to be doing ministry. You're supposed to be serving God. I don't know if you know that. Are you in ministry?
Yes, ma'am.
You in ministry?
Yes, ma'am. I'm
okay.
I'm an ordained minister and prophet of God, prophetess of
okay,
God.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
And I started ministry before the cancer came. God had told me to start a YouTube channel on prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
after I did 3 episodes, I was diagnosed with the cancer. So I had to put everything on hold because it was stage 3 aggressive cancer. So everything had to kind of move fast behind that.
Well, I just see he's going to put it back in your hands. He never it from you, first of all.
Yes,
the enemy comes in like a flood, but God lift that standard.
Yes.
He did not take you out. You're going to come back strong, believe in the word of God. But I just, he wants you to let your husband go. Let him deal with him. He's dealing with him. He ain't forgot about your prayers. And he's speaking to you. He's speaking. He's ordering your steps, directing your steps. But Father God, even give a word of knowledge what to eat with her, what to eat to continue with this healing process. Father God, we just ask all doors, all porters, everything to be closed around her. And Father God, even in the courts, Father God, the true repentance that she would repent for herself and repent on her husband's behalf. Repent, Father God, so nothing will be held against her in the mighty name of Jesus. Karma, if you know, I'm just gonna leave it right there, and I'm gonna continue to pray for you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna continue to pray for you, but Sister Karma, do you have anything?
The Lord was giving me the word beauty. The Lord says
Amen.
He's going to give you beauty for ashes. And he says, you are beautiful. And he's
Amen.
Going to deal with you in these days. It's more, he wants to concentrate on you right now. And
mm-hmm.
I don't understand it, but he was telling me she's beautiful.
Amen.
She's beautiful. And so understand that and build yourself up in the Lord. Stay away from sugar. Because that kills, that hurts the body, and it's not good when you've had cancer or even when you're healthy. It doesn't help the body to fight these things, okay? But beauty for ashes, and that you're beautiful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. He ain't forgot about you, but hand things over. But thank God. We thank God for your strength. We thank God. So continue the race. Finish the race. You're going to finish the race.
Thank you, God. Yes, thank you, God.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Just start praising and thanking him for your life.
Thank you.
Amen.
It's been a journey.
Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. And the journey, God has been faithful every step of the way. And when I got diagnosed, he told me, he said, Sabrina, this is not unto death, but this is for my glory.
Amen. Said,
the miracle will be in the process that I take you through, because there will be people that you will have to minister to. That are going through the chemo, that have to take the radiation, that have to have the surgeries that you needed to have. And I still have one more final surgery to do in about 3 months. But he said, the miracle is in the process. And then he took me to the New Testament, and he showed me different ways that Jesus healed people. And he said, Sabrina, I have different ways to heal my people. So if you have to go through the process of something, it is still a miracle. Because you have gone through the process. And I say, God, I just thank you, you know, for the process, because so much has been worked out in me. You know, I am not the same. So many changes have taken place in my life behind this, and I have seen that God is so great. I see him in such a different way now, and I just thank you. I really do. I couldn't say that a year ago, but I thank God for this process that he's taking me through, because I love him more now than I did when I gave my life to him 34 years ago. I have such a love for God and for his people and for his word. And, you know, when I had the second surgery, and, you know, they didn't know if I was going to make it, because the cancer had just became that aggressive, and it was two tumors and lymph nodes, and cancer looked like it was spreading up, you know, to my
sister.
I laid on that table. Mm-hmm.
Sister, remember what we spoke about at the beginning of the show. Make sure you look through your house for things that let the Lord lead you. What things might be in your home that things that people have given you
anything,
yes,
things
ma'am.
From the past.
Okay.
Make
okay,
sure that
I'll
you be. Clean all that. All these things you're going to go through to teach other people. We always go through something to help others.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it's to give the Lord glory. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will.
Amen.
And I thank
Amen.
You so much for praying for me tonight. And I will do that. I will totally surrender my husband to God. Because God loves
mm-hmm.
him more than I could ever love him. I will.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And so, Father God, I even ask that you send the angel in her house to stir up the water. And I'm just going to believe in a miracle when you stir up the water, even the water coming out her faucet, even the water that she drink, Father God. We ask that it be stirred up, that the water will wash and cleanse out everything that needs to be cleansed and washed out. Father God, lead her on a fast. Give her wisdom and knowledge on food and natural stuff that she can take through this process. Even, Father God, if she moves forward on the third surgery, that the angel will be in the operating room, Father God. You take over the surgery hands. Even when they don't even know what to do, you continue to move their hands, Father God. And we declare the decree that this surgery will be successful, and this will be the last surgery that she will have to deal with in her life, because you're going to do it miracle. You're going to do the surgical. When you go and seek God and get in that secret place, he's going to already work on your body. He's going to do it. You got to believe that he already have done it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Well, we thank you. You too. Thank you for calling in. And continue
thank
to call us. Give us an update. All right. Thank
I
you.
Will. I'll call you back. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 954-580. This is Sister LaShawn. My sister Carmen. Thanks for calling. Where are you calling from? 954-580. I think she didn't feel the sleep or maybe got another phone call, so we're going to come back to her. One. This is Sister LaShawn and Sister Karma. Mass was calling, and where you calling from? Okay. Karma, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
111. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from? Maybe they on the other line, too. We'll come back to them. This is Sister LaShawn, and now we have our Sister Karma on the line. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Angela, South Carolina.
Hi, Angela. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing
great.
We're doing great. Well, Karma, do you want to start out praying for her?
And what's the sister's name? I can't make out what she said.
Angela.
Okay. Father God, we lift up Sister Angela up to you. We thank you for her life. We thank you, Father God, for the ministry in her life, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing and the purpose that you have her here on earth, Lord. We ask you, Father God, that you reveal that to her. We thank you, Father God, because she is drawing closer and closer to you, Lord. The love of God is growing more and more each day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because the battle is the Lord's, and she knows that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Lord, for the victory is hers because you give her the victory. In Jesus' name.
Uh-huh. And I do hear victory is mine. Victory is mine. What I'm hearing for you, Father God, I thank you for your daughter, Angela, Father God. thank you for the assignment that you trusting her with in this season. It might seem small, Father God, but it's big to you. Father God, I just pray that you will direct her footsteps, let your word be a lamp unto her feet to lighten up her pathway, Father God. Let her know that you ain't alone. This assignment that you trust her with for is the ministry and speaking into your people's life, Father God. You trust her with this, and no one can take it away. But I was going to ask you, have you been ministry? Have you started doing ministry, with ministry, speaking to people?
Yes, LaShawn. This message, you gave me this message, I think, about a week ago. Yes.
Oh, really? Well, has the Holy Spirit spoke to you? Have he really spoke to you about this?
He just, like, said, you know, it's my ministry. He hasn't said it in that form. But, like, I got a little discouraged yesterday about something because I wanted to just not pray for this person anymore, and I was going to kind of feel a little discouraged. So you all came on and just confirmed, this is like a third confirmation today, about encouraging me to keep doing what I was doing. So, but yeah, I was getting a little down because it has to do with my family, so it kind of discouraged me some. And you told me that last week that, you know, asking was I in the ministry, did I have a ministry? But yes, I have a ministry. I do pray for people and I intercede and
And like, I want you to go back and listen. The assignment he gave to you is your assignment. That's what I hear. It's your assignment. God is going to direct you the way how he wants you to go about, how he wants you to ministry. You ask God, who do you want me to pray for? Who do you want me to minister to? What's on your heart for today? And you just start praying, and he's going to bring people up to you. It's just going to come out your mouth. You're going to be going to the gas station, and it's a gas station by 5 minutes from your house, but somehow the Holy Spirit is going to take you to a gas station 15, 20 minutes away. And you were like, why did I come to this gas station? He's directing your path.
Amen.
Let him do it.
Amen. That's what I've been asking him for. I've been asking to send me people he wants me to pray for. So, yeah, that's been a prayer request.
So you might want to go to Walmart. He might take you to HEB.
Right.
Know the ways of God, you know. And you like, why did I come over here? I don't even like this store. I don't even like this gas station. He's directing your path.
Right.
A lot of your family ain't going to understand. You give them to Jesus, pray for him, keep it moving. He's going to tell you what to pray, when to pray, and sometimes he'll tell you, be quiet.
Right.
So you follow his lead. Go ahead.
Right. Well, it's the second time consecutively you told me the same thing, so I got it.
I don't even remember, but okay.
I know. I remember.
Yeah. But seek him because it's something he wants you to do. But he's letting you know he gives you this assignment. I don't know if you run. Is you second guessing yourself? You're not running. Also, he speaks to you. Just let the Holy Spirit flow through you. Even Jesus told, you know, even in the Word, he said, don't worry about if they capture you, don't worry about what you're going to say. The Holy Spirit going to speak through you.
Yeah.
Let the Holy Spirit guide you, teach you, and let the Holy Spirit float through you. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God. Don't try to be like nobody. Don't try to sound like nobody. Your assignment is your assignment. My assignment is my assignment. Whatever lane he got you in, you stay in that lane. You let God guide you and direct you, and you're going to be okay. And for us to finance, you line up with his plan, his will, and he's gonna turn over that finance for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank y'all so much.
All right. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend.
Thank you.
All right. All righty. 954-580. This is Sister LaShawn and Sister Karma. Nice to meet you.
calling and where you're calling from. I think they on here twice. Maybe their phone dropped it. Yeah, they on here twice. Kind of phone would drop. 954-580. Yeah, because I see them on here twice. I'll go back up to here. This is Sister LaShawn. Okay, I don't know if they phone dropped, but Father God, we just pray. Father God, we thank you for your, we just thank you for giving I think this is what you call it. This is her name. I thank you for a peace, Father God. I thank you for direction, Father God. I thank you for wisdom, Father God, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father God, just open the book of Proverbs. Let your daughter even eat the book of Proverbs, sleep the book of Proverbs, Father God. Father God, let her know that you ain't forgot about her. You haven't forgot about her. You'll never leave her and forsake her, Father God. Father God, I just ask the angel walk up and down her home. Father God, we just speak peace around her, at her workplace in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus' name, amen. Go to 1111. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where you calling from? 111. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. I don't know. All right. Father God, we thank you for 111. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we just speak that you allow them, you know, they would allow you to make them the head and not the tail, Father God. Father God, you the author and the finisher of their faith, Father God. Father God, we just speak that they would continue to worship you and thank you for even the small things that you have done in their life, Father God. For greater things is coming. You're a God of great things. You're a God of miracles. You're a God that provide, God. You never leave us and forsake us. So, Father God, you know what they need, Father God. Father God, we just speak that they will seek you first, in the kingdom of God and all your righteousness. And you will add these things unto them, Father God, whatever they seek in you for, Father God, that they will trust and believe that you are a God of a provider. You are a God that provides. It's nothing impossible for you in the name of Jesus. Well, that's all the callers we have with their hands up. There's two callers that we did try to click on, and we're not hearing nothing back for those two callers. If anyone is on here and you'd like for us to minister to you, press 1 and they'll put you in a queue. We can see your hands up on the switchboard. So press 1 and they will put you in a queue. There's no other hands up. Go over here to make sure. Okay, somebody just put their hands up. I'm going to have to drink me some water. 903-720. This is Sister LaShawn. This is Sister Carmen. That's who's calling. Where you calling from?
This is Sylvia from Texas.
Hey, Miss Sylvia. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing tonight, woman of God?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Thank you for calling in. Do you have a special prayer request or you like to share something?
Yeah, I hadn't been getting on because I got a new phone service and they're charging me for every minute that I be on, and I apologize for getting on so late, but yes, I do. I wanted prayer for my brother, and whatever you see that's going on. But he had been diagnosed today with shingles, and as you know, shingles is they were very painful, and I'd been praying for him, and I thought I would have you to pray this for him. He said it's in his, it's not in his, you know, places where no, where I know that it be, it's in like in his eye, in his face, over his left side of his face, and he has been, and it, you know, it says from a lot of stress. He lost his dad back in May. And he's going through the house and cleaning the house and all that. So I just wanted you to pray for me with this situation. And he has to go back Monday, and they got him on very strong medicine. Where they didn't admit him in the hospital, but the medicine they have him on, the steroids and all that, to keep him from getting in his eye.
Oh, Father God, we thank you for, what's your brother's name?
Steve. This is Steve.
Father God, we thank you for Steve. Father God, we just ask, Father God, help him with his unbelief. That's what I'm hearing, unbelief. Help him with his unbelief, Father God. Show him you are great. You are above this shingle. You're above this virus that's attacking his body. And Father God, whatever the enemy is using against him to attack his body, we just ask for a purge and true repentance. If it's unforgiveness, Father God, that he would let and release things out of his heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that he would let go those that hurted him or those that, you know, he's holding a grudge against, Father God, that he would let it go in the name of Jesus, Father God, because, Father God, you are a healing God, and that is not your plan for his life. And I speak that he will line up with your will, your plan, Father God, that he will walk in obedience, Father God. So anything that's hindering him, Father God, coming against the true knowledge of you, Father God, we come against it, Father God. You know he know you. He didn't hurt your word. He know who you are. We just pray that he will line up with you in the name of Jesus, that he will line up. We thank you for the prayers for your daughter, Miss Silver. You honor her prayers, Father God. We thank you. And I even speak healing. I don't know. I don't know if you've been tired or what is this you've been going through lately, but I ask that God release his fire upon your feet. Anything that's trying to hinder and stagnate you, I see you being tired. You fatigued. And I come against that, Father. I don't know what this is, like something is trying to weigh you down.
I come
against it. I come against it. I take authority over it. Keep praying. You got authority. Use your authority. You know, speak things. You speak things. You encourage yourself. You encourage yourself. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're not alone. You're not alone. I don't know if the enemy is trying to bring this loneliness to you, but we come against that. We block that. You're not alone. The Holy Spirit is with you, and you know this. The Holy Spirit is with you. So we come against this attack that's trying to come against your mind and trying to weigh the heaviness. We break the power of heaviness off of you in the name of Jesus. Karma, do you have anything?
Yes. Before you took the call that you were going to close, the Lord had me look over and look at the words that say healthier at home. And then I felt the anointing, and then you took this call. I knew there was another call in because I felt the anointing. So the Lord is saying healthier at home. And it is true that your brother is not trusting, not believing, because his trust is in things and not in the Lord. And as he learns to, is he a believer?
Yes.
Is he a believer? Okay. So
yes.
Tell him to start worshiping, and every time he feels anxious and that he feels like he has to do so many things, when he starts worshiping and getting into the Word, there's the peace of God is going to come into his home, right? And as he's listening to the Lord and letting that peace, and also remember what we spoke about at the beginning of the show, the things, the objects that we have in the house, they can bring sickness. They can bring sickness. So have him, tell him to spend time with the Lord. The Lord is going to show him some things of what he needs to get rid of. And also he's going to start feeling this peace. And as he feels this peace, the disorder is going to come into order. And he's not going to be pressed for doing running here and there that he has to do this and then he has to do that. The peace is going to come and the order is going to come as that peace comes in. And the home will be healthier. Okay? The home will be healthier. That's for the whole family. The more you seek him, the more the Lord is in this, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added on. And there won't, his trust will be built up, and he'll trust more in the Lord instead of the things of the world to provide for him or for things to get done. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And that goes for everybody.
And we know what the enemy, and I come against the enemy trying to fact make you forgetting what you need in this season. You know, I ask God to open it up for you, open it up for you, open it up for you. Let it be open.
Amen.
And you will not
Amen.
Be distracted. That you will stay on the wall. You keep worship God, keep praying, stay on the wall. You say we come against this fatigue, whatever this enemy, whatever he's trying to do, we cancel it. But you got authority to use your mouth. You got authority in your prayer. You cannot do
Amen.
Anything. So
yeah, I felt the anointing on what she was saying.
Mm-hmm. You got
Amen.
The authority. You don't right.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So you even though your body feel tired, sometimes clap your hands and thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I'm going to thank you with every breath that's in my body. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So breathe that on your daughter. Breathe it on her. Breathe it. Breathe it. Breathe it on her.
Yes. In the name of Jesus, I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I receive
Amen.
The woman of God. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I thank you. And it was like a confirmation that you did say about how not things of the world, but you got so he was like the only child and he got everything that he's trying to do to clean out the house and trying to do it all at one time and the inheritance and everything he's you know he's just trying to get everything done and I you just said that he told me today I'm just trying to do it all in a couple of days or get it in storage and trying to make sure I go through this and I'm finding this and finding that and put his material things. And I tell him today, you just need to step back and you need to just say, okay, I'm going to go over and do this today and maybe next week I might do that and not try to do it all and go through this. And we got to go through this room today. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Thank you.
Well,
you
know, I got an idea. This is an idea, and that'll be enjoyable for him, and it'll be it'll give the enemy a double black eye.
Uh-huh.
And he's going into the storage. Tell him to take a boombox with worship music and worship the Lord. And as he's doing that, the Lord is going to instruct him what he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be so enjoyable for him, and it's not going to be stressful for him because his focus is going to be on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Amen.
as he's worshiping the Lord, the presence of the Lord is going to be in that place, showing him what needs to get rid. Needs to get rid of, and it's going to be concentrated on the Lord, and it'll help him, because whatever he takes won't be things that he takes that is not godly, because he might bring something in to his own home that might not be what he needs to. And even though it may be from family, sometimes we got to get rid of it. Like I was saying,
Amen.
Every background has ungodly stuff.
Amen. Amen.
Okay,
Amen.
So have him worship and seek the Lord and continue worshiping as he does all these things. He's got the freedom to do it, so he's going to be able to do it, and it's going to be even better because the presence of God is going to be all over it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank well, thank you, Ms. Civil, for calling, and, you know, I always, and I don't know if you know how to get the Google number, a Google number
mm-hmm.
account, so you can call and you won't have to pay for it. It's
okay.
Free.
You have to text me back or talk to me another day, because we'll talk about it, but
okay.
I'll text you on your other number.
You can search it on Google, and it'll give you instructions step by step what to do.
Okay, because I hadn't been calling, and this is something new that we just changed. Well, they changed me over, you know, my family up there. They changed me over because, of, you know, but we'll talk. You can text me in later time, Miss.
You have to download the app in order to do it, okay?
Okay. Woman of God, she'll get me straight.
Thank you.
Michelle.
I'll let you know. All right,
okay.
Miss Silver,
okay.
Thank you for calling in. And you
yes,
bless
yeah, keep me lifted up, woman of God.
All right.
All
right.
You know my stories. Okay.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Ladies.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, we got two more callers. So 225-454. This is Sister LaShawn and Sister Carmen. Matthew's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Karen calling from Louisiana.
Hey, Karen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Do you have a special prayer request?
Sure. Ask for prayer for my brother, who has a legal situation coming up, a hearing coming up. Just praying for his favor. He'll get released from this situation and that this will be over. Also want prayer for my husband and I as we are on our journey trying to figure out where we want to settle our roots, buy a house, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And also pray for my mother as she's dealing with what's going on with my brother. And that's about it.
Okay. Father, do you mind releasing your brother's name? If not, it's okay.
You can call him KJ.
Father, we thank you for KJ. Father God, we thank you. Father God, you the law of the liberty. Wherever the spirit of the living God is, there is freedom. But Father, we must learn how to seek you to get that freedom. We must line up with your will. We must walk in obedience to seek that type of law of liberty. The law of liberty set us free. The law of liberty, the change will come out. Father God, because the word tells us who the Son set free is free indeed. So Father God, sometimes this decision and sometimes, you know, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, is he a believer?
Yes.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father God, we just ask that Father God, we just pray for repentance on both parties. We speak repentance on both parties. Father God, you know, tell him, when is this case coming up for him? When do we got to go to court? When?
The end of the month.
I don't know. Is he really, really? How can I say this? If he really, really serving the God, is he really, really serving God? But there's a time he needs to shed himself in with God. He needs to shed himself in with God so God can deal with him on some things. Yes. Say it again.
Yes, you're on target.
Okay. Oh, that was you calling. He needs to shut himself in with God, really shut himself in with God, consecrate, get off that phone, social media. I'm talking about really, really consecrate with God. He needs to do some talking with God. God going to speak to him. The Holy Spirit going to speak to him. And Father God, I ask that you touch his ears and touch his heart. Get hold to that heart. Touch his heart, but touch his ears. Anything that's coming that he cannot hear you, but he needs to shut it down, and he needs to get into a place where he's seeking God, really seeking God. Going to be very important for him for this case. He's going to have to really seek God, really go into repentance, seek God, fasting and prayer, because God can turn anything around. God is the he have the gavel in his hand, and when he lay down the gavel, it's what he say, and he's going to have to get into that place, you know. God heard your prayers and other prayers for family member, but God is trying to deal with him, and he needs to shut down and get into that place with God, seek him, and God going to speak to him, really reveal things about him, and seek him about what he needs to do with this case.
Amen.
What he really going to have to do with his case. And so, Father God, we come against the worry, off of his mind, Father God. We come against the adversary that's trying to bring sickness upon her through worry, because you didn't give us the spirit of fear. Father God, you gave us power and love and sound mind. Power, love, and sound mind. And I declare sound mind over her, Father God. I declare sweet sleep over her, Father God. The adversary that's trying to hold her son over her head, we come against it, Father God. She released her son to you, Father God, and know that you in control, Father God. This is his fight, his battle. The battle don't belong to her. The battle don't belong to him. It belongs to you, Father God, that she will trust you completely, Father God. And Father God, for your daughter, Father God, and her husband, Father God, wherever you want to relocate them, Father God, that they will believe and they will stand on your word. They were, Father God, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. You're a good God. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. Hold on just for a little bit. Hold on for a little bit. Don't make a move right now. Hold on just for a little bit. Just hold on for just a little bit. Hold on for a little bit. You'll know when God say move. When he say move, you'll know. God is trying to rearrange some things in your heart. So rearrange some things, your family. There's some cleaning, spiritual cleaning that needs to go on. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you. Some spiritual cleaning. You can't bring the old into the new. That's just like new wine skin. You can't put old wine into the new wine skin. There's some spiritual cleaning, household cleaning that needs to be done. God going to speak to you. Keep seeking him. You spend time with him. When he tells you to move, you're going to know the location exactly, because the location going to be very important. Don't jump before God said go. Be still. Be still. Be still and know the salvation of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Carmen, do you have anything?
Yeah, I want to confirm that everything that you were saying was the same thing that the Lord was giving me. I also pray for the sister that don't move until God says to move. And the way that you know is by the peace that you have inside. I was going to move, and I kept telling my friend, you know what? I don't feel this. And I'm reluctant to do anything until I feel that peace, because I know it has to happen, but I feel like I can't. And then some things started to happen. And but that peace of God was the one that kept me in place. And you have to listen to that, because that's the Holy Spirit guiding you. And that guidance, don't go against, because then it's going to be harder the next time. And so I pray that also that God gives you divine connections so that you know, meet the right people and the right at the right time. And that through those connections that you will know what you need to do next. And it's step by step. And so all the way, it's a journey, and it's listening to the Holy Spirit. So I pray for those divine connections in the name of Jesus. And as for your brother, the same thing. The Lord was telling me he's heard from everybody. He is asking for prayer from everybody. But the Lord wants him to be alone and intimate with him. And he's going to give him the strategies that he needs. But there's, like she was saying, there's some repentance that has to take place, and some time with the Lord, spending time with the Lord. I mean, it may not be a great big thing, you know, like what we think is repentance. But, you know, in order to come before the Lord, you just can't come any old way. So there's got to be repentance. And you come to before the Lord and seek him the way that God wants, and not the way that we think we should, okay? So as he spends time with the Lord, the Lord is going to guide him. And that's where he's going to get really close with the Lord, and he's going to realize that God is a real God. God is a God of love, and that he does really listen, okay? Because sometimes we may be believers, but it has to be our walk with the Lord. Amen? It has to be our walk. So I think that Sister LaShawn said, it's true. It's true. So be blessed, and don't move until you feel the peace of God telling you to move. But there's got to be some praying and some things that will happen, and you'll know. And for those divine connections, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I'll ask God to show you about this cleansing before, because there's some cleansing in your household need to be done. Let me ask you something. You don't have to answer, but do you have children in your household? Your children probably grown, but do you have children in your household?
No, we don't have any children.
Okay. So I don't know what this is, but seek God and he'll show you.
Okay.
He'll show you.
Will do.
Okay. Well, we thank you for calling in. Is there anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. That's it. I really appreciate it, ladies.
Thank you, and you have a blessed week. But I don't know why I see true. Are you connected? Do you have some nieces and nephews or something?
I have one nephew that I kind of took care of
okay.
at one point in time in his life, but he's grown now.
Okay.
Yeah, and my little brother as well, I kind of took care of him for a little while too. But it's been some years. I haven't had children around me. Well, I take that back. I have a godson, but I haven't seen him in a while because me and his mom don't talk anymore.
Well, y'all see children. Like I said, they probably be grown, but I see people, children around you.
We don't have children yet.
Do you remember what LaShawn said at the beginning of the show about family, about, you know, the healing of the family and all this stuff? That's part of this. So pray for your family. And pray that God will set your family free, and that he will bring unity, and that all the mess that the enemies try to bring on your family, you know, be broken off. And as you seek the Lord, he's going to give you the strategies in prayer, what to pray, because he's going to bring it to your mind, and you're going to go, oh, that's where the enemy came in. You may be washing dishes or vacuuming, and all of a sudden a thought will be dropped in your spirit, and that's a strategy for prayer. God does that to me all the time, and sometimes I don't understand it. But don't shrug it away, and have a journal and write these words down. And as you're entering into prayer, you pray for that, because God will hear you. I can't tell you how many times I'll pray something, and then that same week something happens to let me know that he's working on it. So
right,
that's the strategy.
To me, the last couple of days, I'm constantly praying all day long, and the last couple of days I've had situations like that happen. One day I did have a prayer that just come out of nowhere, praying about family unity and all of that. And then yesterday, it was funny because I was like in the middle of doing some work, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit just came up on me, just like it started bubbling up within me, like so strong and powerful, that I ended up just going into tongues and speaking prayers that was just coming to me about various different things. So I'm the person in my family that stands in the gap for the family. Like, I'm always, that may be what you see. I'm kind of like, I'm not the mother, but I am the mother of a lot of people. So
you see like what LaShawn is saying and hearing. It's true. It has to do with the family. So that is what the Lord is in God's heart. When he's bringing it to his prophets, he's bringing something to give you a piece of what he wants you to seek out. It's for you to seek it out. Okay? And so as you do, he's going to give you more strategies on how to continue praying for your family. And that is the heart of God right now, because that's what the Lord brought up in this time of prayer. Okay? So concentrate on that and get a book and write it down. And whatever prayer you said, write it down and the date. Okay? Write the date down so that you can, because we pray so many things, we forget sometimes. But so that you can give the glory to the Lord when it does happen, and you can say, you remember what Randy says, to record everything, to record you know, the things that God reveals to us, right? So you're going to record it so that when the time comes, that when it happens, because it's going to happen, then you can give God the glory. And others will see, if he did it for you, he's going to do it for them too.
Amen.
Okay?
Praise God.
But you still have your part to do. And keep on hearing and keep on praying and write it down. Record it. And you're going to see. And you're going to get excited. Even David, King David would do that. The victories, he would look over the victories that God had done in the past for him. And that encouraged him even in doing that. So what she saw, the Lord was giving her, Sister LaShawn, that's what's going on. That's what's on God's heart. Because if God spoke it, it's really heavy on his heart. Well, not heavy, but this is what he wants for things to come to pass. Amen?
Amen.
But
boy,
we have our part. We have our part. So you know what you got to do, soldier.
Amen. Yeah, he's gonna direct you. We thank you for calling in, and just keep your ears open to the voice of God, and he's gonna direct you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, and you have a blessed weekend.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. All right. 734-672. That's Sister LaShawn and Sister Carmen. That's who's calling, and where you calling from? 734-672. 734-672. Okay, we'll come back to them.
828-989. This is Sister LaShawn and Sister Coleman. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Good evening, ladies. This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
That's good. Well, do you have a special prayer request tonight?
I do. The Lord has brought a veteran in my life, and I just need some backup prayers for him and his healing and for him to come to know Christ. He's just major, major trauma, and my heart is just so heavy for him tonight.
Now, say that again, he brought someone into your life?
Yes. He brought this, well, a random stranger in my life that I've been praying about it because I don't want to be distracted, but I feel like the Lord brought this person in my life because I feel like Jesus is pursuing him. And, but he needs major healing, major healing from trauma and set free.
Okay. So, Father, I thank you, Father God. Father God, I just ask that you give your daughter spirit discernment, stir up the spirit discernment in her, Father God. We ask that you open thy eyes to thy understanding, Father God. Father God, what is her season? What is her assignment? Father God, that she would seek you. What is your assignment for her and this person? Is this even her assignment? Father God, that you speak to her loud and clear if this is her assignment. If this is from you. If this is from you. Every assignment is not for us. I want to make myself very clear. Every assignment is not for us. It's not for us. God gives authority. There's authority that he gives to certain people. God ain't going to put more on you that you cannot handle. If you got things in your life that he's trying to deliver and set you free, God is not going to put certain things in your path. So I'm asking God to open your eyes to know what is of him, or is this a distraction? But Father, we do speak healing and deliverance over his life. We speak deliverance over his life, deliver from trauma, Father God. We speak that he, thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wow. Father God, we definitely speak deliverance in his life, purging, Father God. But Father God, he going to have to want to be purged and delivered. He got to want to be surrendered to you. He got to have a cry out for you, Father God. There's prayers that's already went up for him, Father God. We thank you that you still have him here, that you still in control, Father God. But Father God, we ask that you deliver his mind. Deliver his mindset. We come against that mind-binding spirit. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you purge him. Carmen, if you got anything, you can go ahead and jump in.
Yeah, as LaShawn was praying, I was interceding over here. I'm going to say how I saw it, but I see the word danger. You have to be careful. You're not the one to help him. He needs more than what you can offer. You could continue praying for him, but what I saw, the word danger. So be careful.
Okay.
Continue praying because the person does need help. And we don't fear, but like LaShawn was saying, I don't feel that what I feel is you need to be careful is what I'm sensing. Because praying for this person, that God will connect him to with the right people that will help him and guide him. And that's what I'm getting. So in Jesus' name, don't walk in fear, but walk in wisdom to know the difference. It's not that you're afraid, but you're walking in God's wisdom to know your limitations, and God will help him as we all have our part to do. So as you pray, it's up to him to receive it. And don't allow yourself to be wrapped up in other people's whirlwind. You can pray. You have to be. It's like this story just popped up in my spirit. It was like a sister that had a brother in a church that I went to. And the brother was gung-ho about the Lord and the things of God, and he knew that God could do anything, right? So the brother had problems with alcohol in the past. And he went back to minister to his friends at the bar. And before you know it, the friends, instead of him converting his friends converted him back into the bar scene. And so not that I'm saying that you're an alcoholic or anything like that, but that we have to be careful and walk in wisdom to know that there are some things that is not meant for us to do. God has assignments for us. And maybe your assignment here is to pray, just to pray. Some people will scatter seeds. Some people will water.
That's
and,
it.
You know, there's different process. You get it? And so in Jesus' name, we pray for protection over you. We pray for his protection from himself. We pray in the name of Jesus for wisdom here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
So that's it. We just pray that you take heed and let it go and let God take care of it. In Jesus' name. Amen. In
Jesus' name. I feel like that's confirmation. Absolutely.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank you for calling in tonight, and you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, 864-313. This is Sister LaShawn and Sister Calm. May I ask who's calling, where you're calling from?
Yeah, I just got in. My name's Walter, calling from South Carolina.
Hey, Walter, how you doing?
Okay. Well, frustrated with what's going on right now. I just heard just the very end of that last person of sound like they were going to the bar scene to save people. This much I do know, if they're still listening, I came from that. Actually, I hated the bars, to be honest with you. I went there to drown my physical pains and enjoy pool. Plus, I was in a band, and I love music. So when I play, it's that's where you play at, especially the music we were playing. But and the Lord tagged me. He said, come out from among them, and I did. And the only thing I knew is when he got a hold of me, I forsook everything that was the world. And so when I got so full of the word, he took the drinking from me. He took the smoking from me, and he said, come out from among all these people I hung around with. Because if you don't, the familiar territory will take you down. Because your soul will talk to you. Your soul will talk to you. He will remind you, oh, don't you remember this? And the familiar spirits will take you right back on down because you ain't strong enough to stand up against it. But it got to the point where I was strong enough. The Lord said, I want you to go back to that guy's house where the last place I was hanging around. I went down there, and I saw my old man rise up. He said, you remember this? You remember that? I said, shut up. It got up there to my sternum. That's how high you got. So I told the old man, shut up. I said, you ain't going to talk to me. I will talk to you. And that memory is dead, okay? I know the memory was there, but you are now a new man. You're a new creature. I had to talk to it. Well, the guy I was talking to, he cracked open the beer can. and he was tapping it to get the suds down. And when he cracked it, I pure drooled for a beer. I said, no. That ain't going to happen. Now, I knew the Lord put me down here, but I was strong enough to go to the spiritual warfare to even talk to my own body. So as I was talking to my body, I overcame it. So anyway, I have no idea what that noise is. Are you still there?
Yes, we're here. Well, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. Sister Karma, do you want to pray over Walt? Go ahead.
I have no idea what the protocol is. I have no idea. Like I said, just got in and heard the very last of that. That they were still on. All I can tell them is you better be called the Lord to go there. It cannot be a good idea. That's got to be a God idea. Or else if you don't have the war against that thing, you will become what you were before.
Okay.
You'll be back in the mercy. Anyway, I had no idea where you're in. I had no idea what you're doing tonight, so forgive me. I just thought I'd add that real quick.
Do you have a prayer request?
Yeah, sure do. I'd like to be able to see my mom, both of us healed. That's where I've been fighting at for quite a while, to be honest with you, too long. And that's the battle that I don't get it sometimes. I don't get that. I know God called me down here. He told me to do what I was supposed to be doing. And I'm not making the progress that I need. I spend a lot of time on my feet. I'm not in the world like I ought to be because I'm too busy helping my mother. I'm a caregiver. I'm on my feet literally about 6 hours a day, seems like. And so squeezing some time in is difficult. It's very difficult to squeeze time in to read. That's why I keep the TV rolling or, something with the scriptures, something always preaching. I keep that in my hearing. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. That's the one thing I do like. But it's something very powerful about laying your eyes on the word because that word will talk to you. Anyway, so yes, anything that I would love to have prayer for my mother, for our finances, for our body, and for wisdom. I need wisdom from the Lord to handle the situation I'm in. So I'm ready to move on. I am ready to go on. As far as I'm concerned, I've been here too long.
Okay. Karma, would you like to pray over Walter?
I like to give you some tips in the name of Jesus. I was a care provider. I know how hard that is, and that's even harder on the person that's taking care of the other person. But
let me ask you a question. There's a big difference between a care provider and a caregiver. Then you need to explain that to me. I don't know what a care provider
is.
Well,
I was both.
So I won't be with
you. I was both. One is a trained person that can provide care for, that in an agency that can provide for another person. Another one may be a family member taking care without the skills to take care of that person, and that makes it that much harder. I've been both. So I know.
Okay.
I have experience in both. And so
okay. What
I'm trying to tell you is, you know, get yourself informed. There's a lot of tools online that can help you to help your job, the help you're providing, to make it a lot easier for you. Another thing is that you can play worship music through your phone. There's Bible apps that you can play while you're helping. I had a situation where once I was taking care of, it was to clean a house. It wasn't to provide for anybody, but there was a mother, a lady that had her mother that was she wouldn't even talk hardly, but anytime people would come into the house to clean, the lady would get agitated and start screaming. So I would put worship music, and the lady that was hiring me was a believer, and so she allowed me to play Christian music. And so I played it, and do you know that this calmed this lady down? A lot of times
a lot of spirits will control older folks because as they get older and frail, it's harder on their bodies. And so if they haven't had deliverance, that tends to make it harder on them and on whoever takes care of them. So music and the word, and every time I would go clean, she says, she's never been like this. She always gets stirred up so much. She let me so much clean that I cleaned her room, which other people that went to clean couldn't do that. And so I don't know if you remember the word where David would play music for Saul, and Saul would calm down. He would call other people, but nobody else could handle Saul. It was David when he would come and play. So, and it would calm the spirits that were in him. And so that also can help you, putting the word, putting the worship music, lets the atmosphere, the enemy hates it, and he can't operate in that kind of atmosphere. So as you worship the Lord, well, continue doing that, because it's like layers. Sometimes it's like onions, layers and layers. And so at first it doesn't seem like it's working, but the more you do it, the more it works, because the enemy knows that you're going to be relentless regardless. And God will give you also wisdom, and he'll give you wisdom to know how to seek help too for her, for your mom. And you might be able to, as the Lord leads you and as you're putting him first, he's going to guide you as to how to help yourself and how to help her, okay? Because, I mean, I know you want to run from these situations because it gets to be a lot. It gets to be too much. It's very draining. So I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for my brother. I pray that you guide him, that you bless him and his mom, Father God. I pray that you turn around the things that the enemy's been trying to hinder the ways that things need to be done. We pray, Father God, that you would send him assistance, help, that you send him angelic help, and that you send him help from family, Father God, and from anyone else that you deem would be best to help them out, Father God. For those divine connections, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, and bless him, Father God. Bless him mightily, because of the Lord, the word of God says to honor your father and your mother, and there is a promise with that, long life. And I thank you, Father God, for blessing him, for what he's doing. I thank you, Lord, for giving him wisdom to know how to handle the situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I just come with I come in agreement with a prayer of karma been praised over in you and your household and your mom. And I just thank the Father for what he has already done with your mom, the miracle. I thank him for her life, and I just ask him to send divine connection, divine help, the right helpers in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yeah, that would be nice, because I'm going to tell you what. One doctor, I just got out of a nursing home. She came back with a wound. She came back with a wound that had pus in it. And I've so far been through two lawyers, and they so far, as for whatever reason, didn't want to take the case, because I do want to sue these people. They have every right to be sued. They don't have a right to have a license to handle people. They don't. They shouldn't even have a license to treat animals. Because what they did to my mother, look, I've already had her for a year, over a year. It was not only senseless, it was avoidable. It was 100% avoidable how they sent her back. Yeah, I'm ticked off. I'm pissed off. Because I poured everything into this woman, and they treat her like that. I can't seem to find a lawyer. I said, God, I need a lawyer. I need a good lawyer that is a bulldog and loves justice and goes after it. And, and on a contingency basis, not charges, because we ain't got that kind of money. They want like $5,000 to $10,000 up front. There's still no guarantees. But anyway, as soon as I got her home, I mean, yeah, I had to stick her back in the hospital. And she came back again with her hand so swollen up, and it was inverted from the position that it was in, because she's been diagnosed with full stroke. So I can give you the picture on her left side. their hand was turning away the opposite direction, swelling up like you just can't believe, like a balloon. And so when I stuck her back in the hospital again, I said, no. She didn't leave here like that when I just got her. And she said, well, that's from the stroke. I said, excuse me. The stroke was in March of 2020. This is not from the stroke a year and a half later. I said, what did you do to her? Someone's done something to her. I don't know exactly what they did, but that was a reaction, a serious reaction from either a shot, the flu shot. And I keep telling them, I said, don't even ask her about the COVID shot, because I said, that stuff is poison. I don't care what you believe. It's killing people, maiming people. That I can tell you. I don't trust the government. Don't trust the CDC. Don't trust the FDA. Excuse me, the CDC and the FDA. I said, I don't trust them. I said, don't even approach her. Well, to her right, I said, I know my mother, okay? My mother, her memory is beginning to slip just a little bit. So I don't want to hear that protocol that you have. Just because you practice your protocol, it makes it safe for you. Well, it ain't safe for her. I mean, I had to lay into these people because they don't care. They really don't care.
But as you say, Lord, God's going to give you wisdom to know what to do, how to handle the whole situation. But be careful, because the enemy will get you into anger. And we can be angry, but we can't sin in our anger. So allow, you know, the enemy may trick you so that you won't get your blessing. So be careful.
Amen.
As you present yourself to the Lord and you seek him in reverence, and ask God to guide you in every move you make, whatever you do with your mom, with others, so that you can get the blessing that God wants to bless you with, okay? But it all depends. The enemy will try to trip us up, okay? So be careful with what you do and allow God. That's why I'm telling you, worship, so that you can stay in that state of God's presence, and so that you can hear him clearly, because you can get into anxiety, rage, and anger, and, you know, all in the wrong places where God can't speak to you, or he can be speaking to you, but you won't be able to hear him if you allow the enemy to place you in those in that area. So much wisdom, brother. Stay in prayer, stay in worship, so that you can hear God's voice clearly. And so do these things that I've been telling you on your daily, you know, life, seeking the Lord, and you'll be amazed that God will repeat himself and tell you the same thing, like he was telling me, giving me that word about ancient things that were ancient, that we shouldn't be involved in. And so ask the Lord to help you to have an atmosphere for him in your home, and to show you what things needs to stay in your home and what needs to go, and how to, you know, welcome him in your home, okay, so that you can have that fine tune to hear him, okay? Amen?
I try to do that all the time, man. It's kind of hard to do because her voice isn't that loud, so I can't play anything loud, because every time she calls me, she calls me a lot. So I've got to keep everything super low. It's like, I can't even hear it. But anyway.
You can get her a little bell. Get her a little bell so that she can ring it. Or, you know, they sell them in Walmart, even those bells that they have for the football games and stuff like that, the cowbells. You can have her, give her a little bell so she can get your attention, okay? And the internet is full of wisdom in there. You can find things that can help you to assist your mom in a better way. Okay? I understand what you're going through, because I've had to do that too. My heart goes out to you, okay?
All right, there's one other thing. Last night, if it's all right, I guys want you to pray over the dream I had last night. I dream a lot. And sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm in a different season. I've never been this season where I'm at right now. And to be honest with you, I don't like it, because I feel naked. I just feel naked. I say, God, what are you doing? But I'm being pruned, okay? I'm being pruned. I don't see nowhere near like I used to. But last night? I had a dream. Yes, it was. I had a dream where I was like, in a confrontation with somebody, and I wasn't winning. I was like, God, I don't know what this is. I don't know if this is a government agency. I don't know, because right now it's –
it's what I've been telling you. It's the enemy trying to trip you up so that you won't win. That's what he's doing. So that's why you got to get really close to the Lord and hear him and allow that your emotions don't go the other way where you won't hear God, okay? So, I mean, you have your part to do, and God is rooting for you. But you have some things. That's what the dream is showing you, that the enemy is trying to trip you up. He can make you naked, and the enemy is an accuser of the brethren. What does that mean? He's exposing people's faults before the Lord, making them naked before the Lord. So stay in worship and prayer and do it constantly. That's your battle right now. Your spiritual warfare is in that. That's what your marching orders are, okay, soldier? That's where you got to do your battle. In staying in worship, all right? And don't let anything get you out of the presence of God. Amen?
I agree. Yeah. That's what the dream is. She just told you earlier, so that she just said it. Your dream is letting you know. Don't get caught up with the enemy trying to trip you up. He's trying to buff you, and don't get caught up in it. She just said that earlier before you told the dream.
Okay.
At this point in time, I need to ask you this question. At this point in time, have I already failed to the point that I lost?
No, when every time we humble ourselves before the Lord, what does the Word of God says? God exalts the humble, but he brings down the proud, right? As you humble yourself before him, you're fine. You're good. And just the fact that you're seeking wisdom and wanting and prayer and all that stuff, that shows that you're trying to humble yourself. You want God's way. You want the victory. And the victory, God gives us the victory when we follow him. Do things his way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
And?
So that was, so I didn't lose the battle.
No, as long as you stay humble and you continue staying humble before the Lord, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up.
All right. Amen. Well, I know some people can be very sharp. I had a prayer partner that turned Jezebel, and I can't talk to her. I mean that. I ain't saying it with loose words. I mean, the Lord told me, she said, Jezebel, leave her alone. So anyway, she was sharp. But anyway, that's why I was asking this. I was just asking because some people are very sharp. They can pick up that stuff. I could at one point. I mean, I could see, you know, years down the road. But anyway, long as you don't sense that I'm in trouble here, that's good. I'm good.
You will if you stay in an unrepentant heart and not wanting to do things God's way, then you're in trouble. But if you want things God's way and you do what God wants you to do, that's what I'm telling you. I'm giving you the tools so that you know what to do. But it's on you to do it.
Amen.
Okay?
Right. Well, man,
it's on you to
I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you here. I got so outraged by the way they treated her, and then I had to send her back out, okay? Then they sent her back out messed up again. Yeah, I was outraged. I love my mother. I love her dearly. Yeah. I mean, I spoke to my mom hours at a time throughout the day. You know, if I had where I could, you know, put the phone in my pocket, if I was cooking dinner, if I was hanging laundry, if I could talk to her while I was doing something, I'd call her every day before she had a stroke. And I was doing that, I think, maybe 5 years. So I ended up talking to her 2 to 5 hours a day, depending on what I was doing, because I know my mom got up in age. She reached 91, folks. Hallelujah. She reached 91. Okay,
wow.
That's a big deal.
That's good.
Yes. That's a big deal.
Yes.
That's a...
Yes,
I changed that. It's a God deal. It's a
her.
God deal.
And I know that your heart is... is going through a lot. I know. I hear you. I know what that feels like. It's not like I don't understand. But I'm telling you, you're going to feel a difference when you start seeking the Lord. I mean, the harder the enemy hits you, the more you have to seek him, okay? That I leave you with that. And then when you start seeing things and you have a testimony, call us back and let us know what happened, okay? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in. And like she said, just give us a call back, a testimony. You already had a testimony with your mom. So we thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. God bless you. Well, we done with the show. No other calls. So, Father God, I just thank you for your servant, Father God. I thank you for your daughter, Father God. Father God, I ask that you replenish her, Father God. Pour back into her as she poured out, pour out tonight, Father God. Fill her up, Father God. Father God, we ask to give a fresh wind, fresh anointing. Let the fresh wind fill her room of fresh of the Holy Spirit. Let the fresh from your heaven, let heaven open up over her home. Let heaven open up over her secret place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, God going to give you some more revelations and more secrets. He's going to continue to speak to you so you can sound the alarm. He's going to speak to you so you can sound the alarm. And this thing, just like he showed you by what you shared tonight, he's going to give you more and more and more. Be ready. Stand fast. Don't be shaken. Don't be moved. Don't be distraction, because he's going to give you some more revelation. He's going to even give you revelation of what's going on in the White House, what's going on in your region. So get ready. Keep your hands clean, your heart pure, and stay on the wall in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you. I cover everyone that was on here, Father God. Even fill us up, Father God. You direct us what you want us to do, Father God, because there is a greater anointing coming, and it's going to hit this earth. Your revival is coming, Father God. We give you the glory. We lift up the children, Father God. We ask that you go into the home. We're going to continue to ask you to shoot the arrows from heaven, shoot the arrows of deliverance in the home, Father God. But I just pray that those who have an ear to hear, not only what your servant Carmen say, but they will hear that you are giving confirmation after confirmation. They have to guard their home. They have to guard their children. They have to have Christ in their home in the name of Yahshua. Father God, even let them go and do a house cleaning, that they will clean these things out their house, get rid of the business moving, that they will watch what their children doing on the computer and laptop in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Father God, that the parents would take back over their household, that they would not be so busy that they don't know what their sons and daughters doing behind the closed door. Father God, you take over the household. You reveal the truth. Let your truth be revealed, that they will not be destroyed because of lack of knowledge, and they are not lining up with the true God, Father God. Show them what is not of you. Show them what's perverted. Show them, Father God, that's causing these things, these sickness and infirmity upon them, because what they have in their household, the table that they eating off of. So, Father God, we give you the glory, and we just say amen in Jesus' name.
Amen. And Lord,
go ahead.
Yeah, I pray you bless LaShawn, PGN, Randy, his wife. Lord, heal her, Father God, from her leg, Father God.
Amen.
I just thank you, Father God, that there be no retaliations in Jesus' name, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the airways, on everyone listening in. And, Lord, I just thank you for the testimonies that are going to come from this show tonight. I thank you
Amen.
For what they're doing, what you're doing in their lives, and for how it's all going to bring you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. We thank you for that. Amen.
Hey,
I am excited. I can't wait to hear the testimonies.
I'm telling you, I thank you for coming on.
and you have came on last week. Thank you for coming on and being a servant of God, because he get the glory. We doing this not of ourselves, but for the kingdom of God. God, speak that God will bless you. Whatever you need, that God will enlarge your territory in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen.
So,
God bless you.
Everyone have a good weekend. Remember, God loves you and so do I. Remember his word. Stand on his word. Believe in his word. Believe in his word, Jeremiah 29:11. For he knows the thoughts and plans that he have for your life is good and not evil. So you will have an inspecting end. I'm going to leave with a song. Have a blessed weekend. Have a blessed next week. I always put God first.
Lord, you're worthy from the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun.